It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welke, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1. Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike 3, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From Maimonides Park in Brooklyn, New York, you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network and watching along on the Bally Live app. Tonight, it is game number 3 out of 6 between the Brooklyn Cyclones and the Asheville Tourists. Hey, everybody, great to be with you alongside Justin Rock. My name is Johnny Gadamowicz. We're so glad to have you along for the ride. We were supposed to speak with you last night, but that never happened because the Cyclones and the Tourists were wiped on Thursday night. That means doubleheader tomorrow. These two teams will be at it at 1 o'clock for the first of two games before closing up shop on Sunday. As this series stands right now, two games played and a win for each team as the Cyclones fell back on Wednesday, could not make it consecutive victories. But it wasn't all bad because Nolan McLean made his 2024 pitching debut, and Nolan McLean looked pretty solid through 3 1/3 innings, surrendered no runs on 3 hits. And Justin, you combine that with a couple of strong individual offensive performances, multi-hit games from Junior Tillian and Drake Osborne. This was not a game where Brooklyn just fell flat on their face per se, but just not enough to grab a win either.
No, it was just a little bit short in that ball game on Thursday night, and or rather, excuse me, on Wednesday afternoon. And there were some bright spots, but for Brooklyn, it was just all clumped together. A 3-run seventh inning after Asheville jumped in front by 6, and you thought, okay, maybe start to string together some hits and chip away, but couldn't quite find a way to do that. And the issue in the game on Wednesday was it was all the bottom of the order that was creating the offense for the most part. Drake Osborne, Junior Tillian, guys in the bottom third were creating the offense, and the top of the lineup was having some issues. And I know Gilbert Gomez has tried to reconnoitre the lineup a couple different times here in the first few home games of the season, but still early, team still getting used to their surroundings, and it'll be something that continues to grow as the season moves along.
Asheville had all 9 starters in that ballgame Wednesday afternoon record at least 1 base hit. So the Tourists were firing on all cylinders. Not so much for Brooklyn, but now they turn the page to a new day here on this Friday night, and they'll hand the ball off to Noah Hall, the opening day starter for the Cyclones, who could not grab the win down on the road against Wilmington on Friday night. But chatting with Gilbert Gomez upon the Cyclones returning home here to Coney Island, he said, yeah, that final line, you know, the numbers not necessarily there or where you would want them to be, but he still thought Noah Hall had his stuff and a very highly anticipated home debut for the 2023 draftee, former South Carolina Gamecock. On the flip side for Asheville, it'll be Edinson Batista, who tossed 4 innings earlier in the week. 2 hits, 1 unearned run, and did pick up the win. 4 strikeouts to 2 walks in his 2024 debut. So right-hander against right-hander, game 3 of Brooklyn and Asheville here in the inaugural home series of 2024. For the Cyclones. We're just getting going here on our Cyclones pregame show. We will step aside for now, but when we come back, we will check in with Brooklyn's starting catcher tonight. That is Christian Pregent, and get you the full starting lineups and first pitch between the Mets and Astros High A affiliates. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now. Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but there's so many other.
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Johnny Gadamowicz joined now by Brooklyn catcher Christian Pregin. Christian, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for the time. Really appreciate it. For you guys now, you know, home game number three of the season coming up tonight. You split the first two, but more importantly, the season's just getting underway here in Brooklyn. What's the vibe surrounding the clubhouse right now with this group of guys?
Oh, it's a great vibe with these guys right now. I think everybody's just trying to settle into the year, get to know each other, and then just figure out the routine and get started off. To a good start.
You hear your name called in last year's draft, obviously, by the Mets org, and you look up and down this Brooklyn roster, and you guys have quite a few 2023 draftees. What's that process been like for you guys collectively as a draft class to sort of go through it all together thus far?
I think it's been awesome to experience this together with the guys that were drafted alongside me. Kind of similar to what I said before is, you know, we're all new to this in pro ball, and I think we're all figuring out what works for us and, you know, using each other as tools to say, hey, you know, how did that work for you? Or what do you think about this? And, you know, just using it kind of as a collective team effort to figure out what works best for each individual.
And you're sort of in the minority of one of those 2023 draftees that comes into this year having some Brooklyn experience from a season ago. Do you feel like that helps at all coming in, knowing that you've been here before, just sort of familiar with Maimonides Park and the overall vibe?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, coming back up here this beginning of this year, having some background already into what it was going to be like and kind of the process definitely helps. And, you know, it'll help me help some of the other guys along that this is their first time here, you know. So having that previous experience was very beneficial.
Let's rewind to your Stetson days. Obviously enjoyed a real nice college career there. I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up a stint with the Brewster Whitecaps on the Cape League as well. How do you feel like rewinding from your college game to now fast forwarding here in 2024, you have evolved as a catcher and a player?
I think it's just the process of finding something new to work on every day. I think I've improved in every area defensively, and there's still plenty of work to do, but I feel good about the process I've taken and the work that I've put in, and just excited for the year.
Awesome. Obviously, you and Drake Osborne seeing a lion's share of the catching reps. What's the relationship like with Drake? How have you guys been able to kind of feed and bounce off one another?
Oh, it's been fantastic. Drake's a great guy, and he's helped me out tremendously throughout spring training, end of last year and the beginning of this year, just, you know, helping me along and guy to go to as a resource to say, you know, hey, how does this look? How does this work? What do you think about this? And he's been fantastic to work with.
For the most part, new coaching staff here in Brooklyn this season, obviously John Vaughn, bench coach, back. What's sort of been the messaging from them as far as, you know, what they want the identity of this squad to be moving forward?
I think the big emphasis has been play as a team, you know, back each other up. And, you know, we're all going to have our ups and downs, but what does it really mean to be a professional? What does it mean to be a big leaguer? And they've been really hit home with, you know, get through your adversity and, you know, just be there for one another.
You mentioned, you know, just getting better every day and striving to improve. For you specifically, what is it now in 2024, this season, that you're really trying to focus and harp in on?
I think really my game as a whole. This will be my first time going through a full pro ball season. I know it's a long year, so I think if each day I can find something new to just focus in on and then improve my game as a whole, that'd be fantastic.
Awesome. Christian, thanks so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
Goat.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but so there's so many other...
They're talking about the goat, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Inching closer and closer to first pitch between Brooklyn and Asheville on this Friday night as we welcome you back high above home on Coney Island on what has turned into a rather nice evening if you look at the sky, but that doesn't tell the full story. It is blue sky overhead, barely any scattered cloud coverage, a couple of puffy-looking marshmallow-type ones out beyond the ocean. But the story of the weather tonight is the wind, as the American flag in dead center has remained unfurled and really is just whipping around right now towards the Thunderbolt roller coaster, but has gone in numerous directions over the course of the past hour or so. So certainly something worth monitoring for really anything hitting the air tonight. Let's meet tonight's starting lineups. First, with the visiting tourists at 3-2 overall on the season, trying to make it back-to-back games with a win here in this series against the Cyclones. First up, Tyler Whitaker. He leads off and plays center field. Logan Cerny in the two spot. He's the left fielder for Asheville. Bryce Matthews, the designated hitter. Cam Fisher, the only lefty in the Asheville nine. He's the right fielder batting cleanup. John Garcia does the catching and hits fifth, followed by Ryan Johnson, the shortstop, batting sixth. Austin Deming, the third baseman, hits seventh. Garrett Gilmet after him at first base hits eighth. And Jaron Williams rounds out the Asheville batting order, playing second base and batting ninth. Starting pitcher tonight for Asheville, it is Edinson Batista, the right-hander. Now quickly for Brooklyn, Omar De Los Santos in left, DeAndre Smith in right, Stanley Consuegra in center, Lugo at short, Tillian at third, Nolan McClain, the designated hitter, Christian Preach in catching, Nick LaRusso at first, and Mateo Gill at second. We'll step aside with the anthem and be right back with first pitch.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
There we go. Some technical difficulties. Still the early going in the season for us, too. here on Coney Island alongside Johnny Gademowitz. I'm Justin Rock. So glad to have you with us on this Friday night. We missed you last night. Rain and fog pushing things back a day or two. So it is time to get some baseball underway. And Noah Hall will be on the mound for Brooklyn tonight. For those that missed the starting lineup, our starting lineup's brought to you by the Fairfield Inn. Tyler Whitaker, Logan Cerny, Bryce Matthews at the top for Asheville. Cam Fisher, John Garcia, Ryan Johnson in the middle with Austin Deming, Garrett Gilmet, and Jaron Williams rounding it out. Looking at Brooklyn defensively tonight, left to right in the outfield, Omar De Los Santos, Stanley Consuegra, and DeAndre Smith makes his first career start in the outfield. Around the horn, third to first, Junior Tillian, William Lugo, Mateo Gil, who only made seven starts last year for Brooklyn at second base, Nick LaRusso at first, and our pregame guest, you heard him with Johnny a few moments ago, Christian Pregent behind the plate doing the catching for Noah Hall, who makes his Maimonides Park debut here tonight. Hall, 6 feet tall, 195 pounds, 23 years old from Charlotte, North Carolina, met seventh round pick last year out of South Carolina, grew up a big Gamecocks family, on a lot of family on his mom's side. Also alums of USC in Columbia, South Carolina. Hall, opening day starter for Brooklyn, gave up four runs on five hits in 3 2/3 innings, three walks, three Ks. And for those watching on the Bally Live app, you saw it's a little bit of uniqueness to his delivery. When I was trying to describe it to some people in the office the other day, little maybe Nestor Cortez for those who are in the New York area vibes with that front leg sort of waving back and forth. And just about ready for baseball here on this Friday night, top of the 7 o'clock hour. And Tyler Whitaker set to lead things off for Asheville here in the top of the first inning. Whitaker did not play on Wednesday, was 0 for 4 with a walk in the series opener. Whitaker ready, Hall is ready, and our first pitch of the night is a fastball upstairs, and we are underway at 7:02 Eastern. Whitaker, 3 for his first 13 on the year, a double, three RBIs. The righty's 1-0, and the off-speed misses low, and the count, two balls and no strikes. Whitaker finished last year in Asheville, was the Astros' third-round pick in 2021. The 2-0 is on the outside corner. There's a strike. And the count 2-1. Whitaker, the top pick of the Astros in 2021. They had their first and second-round picks stripped as a part of the sign-stealing scandal. As Whitaker takes low, and it's three balls and a strike. Whitaker, given first-round money, signed for over $1 million. The 3-1. And Whitaker can't catch up to the fastball. And Hall has run it full, three balls and two strikes. Hall at those nifty Mets-colored cleats. Blue by the heels, orange by the toes, and he strikes out Whitaker looking. Whitaker thought he had ball four, was about ready to take his equipment off, and has some words for the home plate umpire before he returns to the third base dugout. And what a way for Hall to begin his Cyclones home career. One batter, one strikeout.
Well, he only punched three guys down in Wilmington in 3 2/3 last time out. You can be sure he wants to see that K rate uptick a little bit, and a good way to start it today.
I'll bring up Logan Cerny, returned to the tourists lineup on Wednesday after starting the year at AA Corpus Christi. And he's out in front of the breaking ball from Hall. And the count is 0-1. Cerny, in that game, 1 for 3, did drive in a run with a sac fly. Also was hit by a pitch as the slider down and away. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Cerny went 0-for-7 in two games at AA. Spent last year with Asheville. 13 homers, 42 RBIs in 84 games, the 1-1. There is a fastball across for a strike. And Hall ahead 1-2. Right now here on Coney Island, sun continuing to set off to our right. A beautiful blue sky up above, as Johnny said, some small clouds out by the ocean. As Cerny tries to check his swing, did he go? You betcha. Two batters, two strikeouts, and what a start on this Friday night for Noah Hall. And that one had Cerny tied up in knots, questioning whether or not to swing or protect himself.
just really in a groove right now, just from a rhythmic standpoint, Justin. You can really tell he's got some serious pace. Noah not taking much time whatsoever between pitches. He's feeling it early.
I'll bring up Bryce Matthews, the Astros' first-round pick last year out of Nebraska. And a Hall hits the top of the zone and the count 0-1. The blue skies up above, the wind howling, though, out towards left in the third base line, and Matthews pulls it through the left side for a base hit. De Los Santos fields and fires in. A couple of excited young fans behind the Asheville third base dugout. So Matthews aboard once again. He's reached in all six games to start the season. And the Tourists, a leadoff man, or rather one man on and two out. And the right fielder, Cam Fisher, stepping up. Fisher, lefty batter, did not play on Wednesday. 0 for 4. Struck out three times in the cleanup spot on Tuesday. And Hall misses outside and low. It's 1-0. Fisher, 1 for 10 to start the year. That one hit a double. Also has an RBI. Astros' fourth-round pick last year out of UNC Charlotte. A throwback to first, and Matthews dives back safely. But right now here on Coney Island, 57 degrees. Real feel, actually a little bit warmer than that, despite the breeze at 59. 20-mile-per-hour wind gusts, though, to the west. The 1-0. And Fisher out in front of the off-speed from Hall. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Hall, as we mentioned in the in-stadium pregame show, quite a hefty arsenal among his pitches. I don't think they'd fit them all in MLB The Show. The 1-1. That one outside, it's two balls and a strike.
Let's one just on, say they would out. Need to add some buttons to the controller if they wanted to fit them all.
Absolutely they would. Four-seam, two-seam fastball, cutter, slider, sweeper, changeup. For those who are bad at math like myself, that is six. A throwback to first, and Matthews able to dive back safely. I think the max they let you throw in MLB The Show is five. I don't know if they've changed things now that Satchel Paige has been added to the game. Which I love, by the way. One on, two out. Here's Hall's 2-1. And that drifts outside. Hall lost his balance on the pitch. And it's three balls and a strike. And Hall halfway down towards home plate to retrieve the ball from Pridgen. Hall maybe having some dirt clumped up in his cleats. Trying to kick it out. Those spikes behind the pitcher's mound. Was plenty of rain here earlier in the day, although the sky wouldn't let you know it. The 3-1, and Fisher fouls it back. And the count full at 3-2, so that'll release Matthews with good speed at first and a force at second base with two out. But it was coming down in buckets when I got here to Coney Island around noon today. I don't know what the drive was like for you, Johnny, coming over from Long Island.
Very similar deal.
Well, right now, the sky clear. Runner goes, the payoff pitch outside ball four. And Matthews will take second as Fisher works a two-out walk. So back-to-back base runners for Asheville with two out in the first. And John Garcia, the catcher, will step in. Hall, 74 pitches in that season debut matchup against Wilmington. 44 of them strikes. Pitch count already up to 18 here in the first is Garcia. Making his second straight start behind the plate in this series will step in. Garcia, 2-for-4 with a triple on Wednesday. Runners go. The pitch is high. The runner at first holds, and Matthews is at third standing up. Fisher stayed put, Matthews went, and Pregent fooled. Just decides to hold on to it, not risk a throw. And so Matthews takes third base. And the Tourists have the go-ahead run 90 feet away. Third steal of the year for Matthews. All from the first base side of the mound. This breaking ball gets away from Pregent just behind him. Not far enough for Matthews to score, but Fisher takes second. It's 2-0, and a passed ball creates runners at second and third with two out. So from a very burgeoning start for Hall with back-to-back strikeouts to now with runners at second and third in a 2-0 count. But 2-0, and Garcia fouls it off his front foot. And the count 2-1.
Yeah, Justin, sort of the opposite of the season opener down in Wilmington when Hall put the first three men on the base pads in the first inning and proceeded to get out of the inning with only the one run allowed. Today, very strong start, but a little rocky since then.
Garcia hitting at .333 to start the year, 6-for-18 and with four RBIs. A 2-1. And a slider from Hall in the dirt. Again, it looked like Hall had his feet tied up on the mound there. And it's three balls and a strike on the tourist catcher with Ryan Johnson, the shortstop, on deck. Lights flickering on here at the stadium. Brand new lights this season here on Coney Island. Hall's 3-1. And Garcia brushed back high and tight for ball four. So a single for Matthews, back-to-back walks to Fisher and Garcia. And the tourists have the bases loaded with two out. Ryan Johnson, the batter, in Brooklyn's bullpen starting to percolate.
Yeah, that was pitch number 23 of the half inning thus far for Hall. So makes sense just to get some action brewing just in case this thing takes a turn for the worse. But obviously, this is the guy to go get right now if you're Noah Hall. Do not want to allow Johnson a reach here by any means necessary.
Jeffrey Colon, who had a brief spell at AAA Syracuse earlier this week, starting to throw. And the first pitch to Ryan Johnson is low for ball one. The bigger issue for Hall, more so pitch count than anything else. This will be number 25 here in the first. The 1-0. And this one hit in the air to left. Going back, De Los Santos away back, and that one's off the video board, a grand slam. Ryan Johnson off the video board in straightaway left field, his first home run of the year, and the tourists a 4-0 first inning lead.
That was crushed. A line drive homer that just kept going and going and had some serious altitude on it by the time it hit the video board.
And Johnson was 0-for-9 to start the year. Doubled in the series opener on Tuesday and took it a step further here in the first inning tonight. Austin Deming the batter. Seventh man to bat for Asheville in the first. And Noah Hall fires a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Well, if you thought Asheville's bats would cool off here in the Northeast in this cavernous ballpark, as Deming takes outside, it's 1-1. You'd be sorely mistaken after being shut out on Tuesday. 14 hits, 7 runs on Wednesday, and a 4-run top of the first tonight. The 1-1, and this line in a right center field. That one's going to get down for a base hit. Consuegra over to cut it off. Austin Deming has a two-out single. Make that five straight to reach. Garrett Gilmet the batter, and with Hall hovering around 30, we'll see how much longer the leash is for the 23-year-old. Gomez on the top step of the dugout, but not moving. And Garrett Gilmet will dig in. And the first pitch to the former Texas Longhorn, a called strike, and it's 0-1.
For what it's worth, doubleheader tomorrow, so this not a situation where you want to burn your pen. Brooklyn will look for some serious length here whenever they do make that call to the pen.
Gilmet 1-for-8 to start the year, and he takes another strike at the bottom of the zone. It's 0-2. Gilmet 0-for-4 on Tuesday. Did not play in the matinee on Wednesday. Astros 15th round pick last year. They're starting his college career at USC. Close stance for the righty batter. A throw back to first, and Deming back safely. It's strikeout, strikeout, single, walk, walk, grand slam. Another single is how Asheville has done their damage in the first. All set high and tight, the 0-2. And this one pulled deep down the left field line, hooking towards the corner. That one's high off the Xavier High School signage. Deming on his way to third. He'll slide in there feet first. Garrett Guilmette, second hit of the season, is another double. And the Tourists have had six straight reach. They have second and third and still two out. Looked like Guilmette was a bit out in front of that baseball, but still strong enough to get it off the wall, and that'll be the end of the line tonight for the Brooklyn starter. With Hall up over 30 pitches here in this opening frame, Gilbert Gomez no choice to make a call to the bullpen, and a disappointing start to this weekend here in Brooklyn for Noah Hall and the Cyclones. Tourist still with second and third, two out. Jaron Williams will face Jeffrey Colon when we come back on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
It's up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optima Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but so there's much. So many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete, starting at $45 a month.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
...2024 Cyclones debut for Jeffrey Colon, who comes on in relief after Noah Hall surrenders four runs on four hits. Tough spot for Colon here, who tossed an inning with Syracuse earlier in the week. Second and third, two gone, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. And a pitch clock violation against Colon. Not the way that Jeffrey wanted to start his return to Maimonides Park. And just like that, a 1-0 count on the batter, Jaron Williams. Asheville sent all nine to the plate here on the top of the first. Six straight have reached after the first two struck out, and Williams scolds one down the left field line, one hop off the fence. Two runs will walk home. Williams flying head first into second with a two RBI double. It is a six-run top of the first inning for the Asheville Tourists. First two RBIs of the year for Jaron Williams. Now, what a turn of events after the first two batters of this ballgame struck out. I mean, that ball, a missile off the bat of Williams. Hit it so hard, he almost didn't make it to second base safely.
Well, Omar De Los Santos in left field has been getting his steps in here in this top of the first. Asheville just peppering balls out there right now.
Tyler Whitaker will step in. He led off this ballgame with a strikeout looking. Had some choice words for the home plate umpire on his way back to the dugout. That is Justin Hopkins, and he takes a call at strike one. Shane Sullivan on the bases tonight. And the 0-1 from Jeffrey. A swing and a miss at that short slider. And Whitaker quickly behind 0-2. Colon, the right-handed arm, 6'1", 184 pounds, 24 years old from Las Matas de Farfan in the Dominican. Part of his third season here in Brooklyn, closed the 22 campaign here. Spent all of last year in Brooklyn. Runner goes, and Whitaker hits it deep down the right field line. Long run to his left, DeAndre Smith. Sliding feet first, can't get it, but it's a foul ball. Great effort from DeAndre Smith, his first career start in the outfield tonight. And DeAndre is still down along the right field line. And Smith writhing in pain out there in right field, and that just breaks your heart to see. DeAndre, who missed the first 2 months of last year with a back injury, so thrilled to be healthy at the start of this season. Spent a lot of this offseason working at improving his versatility. Played third base the other night. Been taking balls in the outfield, and his first opportunity in the outfield. You see everybody in the Cyclones bullpen on the top step there trying to check in and make sure their teammate's okay. DeAndre, just an absolute gem of a human being, to steal a word from Cyclones strength coach the last 2 years, now up at Binghamton, Drew Scrocky. DeAndre mentioned in our chatting cage interviews to start the year, and you can see the emotion on DeAndre's face, struggling to put weight alongside Joe Perillo, and they're going to take the short route. A little gate between the bullpen and the Cyclones clubhouse. Dakota Hawkins doing his part to help DeAndre, but it appears the USC Trojans night has come to a close in what has been a disappointing first inning for Brooklyn. In terms of the scoreboard, now takes a painful turn in more ways than one.
Yeah, just not what you want to see by any stretch whatsoever, and we certainly hope DeAndre okay and they're able to get him feeling better with whatever it was. Of course, don't want to speculate, but not the situation you wanted to see in a game that already the Cyclones have been dealt a couple of tough blows. That one might loom the largest as the toughest, all things considered.
Well, Ryan Clifford's going to come into this ball game. The Cyclones already shorthanded tonight in the outfield. Correll Paz unavailable. Now DeAndre Smith checks out. You have to imagine Clifford will just automatically slide into DeAndre's spot in the order, as it looks like Clifford will be the right fielder here tonight. And you see Mateo Gill and Nick LaRusso chatting it up along the first base side and just sending the best thoughts and wishes and all the best sort of vibes in the direction of DeAndre Smith. Well, the count is 0-2 on Whitaker after the injury delay. Jaron Williams, the runner at second, the 0-2. And Whitaker fouls it back, and it remains a two-strike count. It's a 20-plus minute top of the first.
And a very long delay for Jeffrey Colon. If you're Colon, you want to go in this right now, get your guys back in the dugout, and try to get the bats going.
The 0-2, and Whitaker swings and misses. The ball missed by the catcher, Pregent. Whitaker late to run. Runner breaks for home. Pregent's throw to first is in time. And the top of the first inning, mercifully, comes to an end for Brooklyn after the drop third strike. But Asheville scores 6 runs on 5 hits. They leave a runner. And the concern more on DeAndre Smith and his well-being rather on what the score shows at the bottom of your screen. The bottom of the first on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
We had no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Omar De Los Santos to lead off here in the bottom of the first inning. Edinson Bautista already spotted to a 6-0 lead. It'll be De Los Santos, Ryan Clifford, and Stanley Consuegra due up here in the inning. And the first pitch to Omar misses down and away for ball one. Those who are just joining us, DeAndre Smith leaving the game in the top of this inning, sliding for a foul ball down the right field line as Omar takes a called strike. And the count even at 1-1. Clifford a straight switch in the lineup. The 1-1. And Omar chases off the outside corner. And the count quickly 1-2. De Los Santos, already three stolen bags on the year, and he strikes out on the breaking ball. Edinson Bautista starts his night with a four-pitch strikeout, and there is one away in the bottom of the first. Let's take a look at Asheville defensively here tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Logan Cerny, Tyler Whitaker, and Cam Fisher. Third to first around the infield, Austin Deming, Ryan Johnson, Jaron Williams, and Garrett Gilmet, with John Garcia behind the plate doing the catching. Ryan Clifford will step in, and he takes outside for ball one. Clifford, 0-for-2, walked three times in the game on Wednesday. 1-0, inside and low. Two balls and no strikes on the former tourist Clifford. Ryan 1-for-6 in the series, 2-for-18 on the year. One of those two hits a solo home run on Tuesday night. Bautista is 2-0, and Clifford takes down and in. And it's quickly 3-0 on the Cyclones' right fielder. Bautista, 6'2", 210 pounds, will turn 22 in May from Santiago in the Dominican. 3-0, and Clifford powers one. Deep center field, away back goes Whitaker. A long run, and it's off the base of the 412 sign in center. Clifford stops at second. That'd be a home run in pretty much every ballpark in this city. Instead, it's a stand-up double for Clifford, and he's there with one out in the first.
And a very loud double at that. Look, if you're Brooklyn, you're not going to make this up in one shot, so you need base runners, you need hits. Ryan Clifford doing his best to get the party started.
Not only anywhere in the city, it'd be anywhere in this league. Hit that one at least a cool 408 to center field. Not bad for a guy who wasn't expecting to hit there as recently as 15 minutes ago. Stanley Consuegra steps in, and the first chant of Let's Go Cyclones bellowing out. And now the pitching coach, actually rather that's the manager, Nate Shaver, that has come out to the mound. And now they're going to bring, I guess, their training staff potentially to the mound. Or maybe they're concerned about the pitcher's mound itself. We saw Noah Hall a few times in the top of the inning lose his balance and try and scrape dirt off from his cleats. Some damp dirt from all the rain that has been in the Coney Island area the last 36 hours or so. You see Batista trying to claw away at the dirt at the bottom of his Nike cleats there. But Stanley Kinswager will be the batter for Brooklyn. This first innings had a little bit of everything, Johnny.
It really has. It's not the first time either we've seen Nate Shaver come out of the dugout to not make a pitching change. He's an active skipper, one who is going to go out there and have conversations, get involved no matter what the circumstance, what the scenario, and particularly in a situation like this where making sure everything's okay with the mound, with that landing spot, with the damp dirt situation. Just getting everybody on the same page as the conversation continues now with the umpiring tandem. But now Justin Hopkins calling balls and strikes makes his way back to the batter's circle.
And Mitch Hillert not called out of the bullpen just yet to manicure any surfaces around the field. Kinswager 0 for 5 on Wednesday. And the first pitch from Batista is a fastball strike at 90 miles an hour. And the count 0-1. Kinswager 0 for 8 in the series. 5 for 20 on the year. But surprisingly, no extra base hits yet for the franchise's all-time leader. An extra base knocks the 0-1. And a filthy breaking ball as Kinswager is stepping out. And it's no balls and two strikes. Parachute jump lit up in matching blue of the Cyclones uniforms tonight. A look at second for Batista. And another snapdragon across for strike three. Froze Kinswager. Threw them back to back, and neither time could Stanley pull the trigger. And Batista has his second strikeout. And there are two out in the home first for William Lugo. Lugo, 1 for 4, single, drove in a run and walked on Wednesday. 4 for his first 15 on the year, team best 3 RBIs, and he's out in front of the off speed. And the count 0-1. Batista making the start for Asheville tonight. Made the start on opening day, picked up the win. Actually came out of the bullpen on opening day and got the win. The 0-1. Another fastball, this time at 90, bottom of the zone. It's 0-2. Four innings, one unearned run on two hits, walked two and struck out four. As part of his third season in Asheville, made 11 appearances, 7 starts last year. The 0-2, and he got him. Struck him out on the slider, down and away. And Edinson Batista strikes out 3 in the inning, and it looks like he's got a cheering section behind the tourist third base dugout, thrilled that he strands the runner at second. Ryan Clifford pummels one, but Brooklyn can't push anyone across. We are through an inning at 6-0 tourists on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
From the day's first pitch to the night's final out, MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here
all season long. See the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network, the game is the star.
Jeffrey Colon out for his first full inning of relief as we move to the top of the second inning. Fans calling all kids. The only thing better than curling up with a good book is getting free tickets to see the Cyclones. For doing it all, kids 18 and under are invited to join our Home Run Raiders program presented by Sledge House Media. All you have to do is read four books in your free time, tell us about them, and you'll get two free tickets to a 2024 Cyclones game. For more information, visit brooklyncyclones.com/enrichment. Logan Cerny to lead off for the Tourists in the second, and he's out in front of the pitch from Colon, and the count 0-1. Cerny struck out on four pitches in the top of the first before Asheville had six straight reach base. As there is a called strike, and Colon quickly ahead in the count 0-2. Final line for the starter, Noah Hall. He goes two-thirds of an inning. Six runs all earned on four hits, walked two and struck out two. As Cerny takes high, it's a ball and two strikes. All 31 pitches, 17 strikes tonight. Jeffries 1-2, and a foul. Tip Regent can't hang on. And so Cerny stays alive. Colon started the year on Brooklyn's opening day roster, had a one-day stint at AAA Syracuse earlier this week, played and pitched in relief of Mike Vassell on Monday night against Worcester. Gave up three runs on two hits, walked three, and hit a batter in his AAA debut as Cerny takes outside, and it's even. Colon, 17 appearances, 12 starts with Brooklyn last year. A 1-4 mark, a 5.72 ERA, the 2-2. Another foul ball in the box. Colon did pick up a save, pitched in the relief for the Cyclones during the final week of the season after coming off the IL. Missed about 2 months last year from July through August. The 2-2 up and in, and the count full. Brooklyn tonight, first time this season wearing the amazing blue and orange. Royal blue uniforms, Brooklyn in orange script letters across the chest. The payoff, outside and low ball four, and Cerny works a leadoff walk. So the leadoff man on for Asheville to start the second inning. And now Bryce Matthews, who started the onslaught last inning, singled, stole third, and scored on the grand slam by Johnson.
Oh, this Tourist offense just shows no signs of slowing down whatsoever.
Here's the first pitch to Matthews, and that pitch off the outside corner. It's 1-0.
Justin, they entered the day with 9 runs more than anybody else in the South Atlantic League, and that's with only playing 5 games with yesterday's rainout. Some have already played 6.
And they've only scored in 4 of those 5. The 1-0. Down and away, it's 2 balls and no strikes. And the way you've watched Asheville in the last 10-plus innings since the start of Tuesday, not even, because they were shut out into the 5th inning.
Right.
On Wednesday, they were shut out the first 13 innings of this series. The 2-0. Called strike, and it's 2-1. So put that in perspective. Since the start of the 5th inning on Wednesday, Asheville scored 13 runs.
Capable of turning it on in a hurry.
On 19 hits, for that matter. A throwback to first, and Cerny dives back. And I think that's got to be most encouraging if you're an Asheville fan or an Astros fan watching this, is they can do it in a multitude of ways. It hasn't all just been the long ball. They can steal bases. They can hit the ball in the gap. They've paper cut the Cyclones to death at times. As this down the right field line foul, it's 2-2. And have to say it's been a small sample size so far, but one of the things that's impressed me most with Bryce Matthews has been his opposite field ability to hit with authority. Almost hit one out to right field earlier in the series. And at first, nobody out. The 2-2, and first a throw back to the bag, and Cerny dives in. Astros number four prospect entering the season, according to Baseball America and MLB Pipeline. A 2-2. And Matthews, a tapper off the end of the bat to second. Could be two. On his second for one. Relay back to first. Not in time. Matthews hustles to beat it out. Just didn't hit it hard enough. A 4-6 fielder's choice. And so one on and one out in the top of the second for Cam Fisher. Now Fisher walked, came around to score in the opening frame. Another member of the Astros' top 30 prospects on this Asheville roster. Runner goes, and this pulled on the ground through the vacated right side, a base hit. Matthews goes first to third. Cam Fisher with his first base hit of the series. And Asheville looking for more. Men at the corners, one out. That's what I mean. They've hit a grand slam. They've hit several doubles in this ballgame, but then a hit and run executed beautifully there by two of Houston's top draft picks from last season. So men at the corners and one out. John Garcia walked ahead of the Johnson Grand Slam in the first. And he takes outside and low for ball one. Garcia, originally from the Dominican Republic, listed his hometown and college as the Bronx. Went to Monroe College in the Bronx before moving on to Grambling State as he takes a strike. And the count even at one. Was the first Grambling player in 4 years to be taken in 2022. And that pitch outside, it's two balls and a strike. Member of the Astros spring breakout roster. Lined out to ride in that ball game back in mid-March. The 2-1. Misses down and away, and it's three balls and a strike on Garcia. And Ryan Johnson, who hit a grand slam last inning, could have another opportunity with the bases loaded an inning later. The 3-1. And this in the air, down the right field line. Clifford in and towards the line. He won't get there. A foul ball. Clifford tried to bluff, but this one out of play. And Clifford will toss it into the seats for a fan to retrieve. And Asheville has also just worked counts prodigiously. Cologne already up to 15 pitches, I believe, here, or actually rather 19 pitches here in this second inning. Matthews at third, Fisher at first, one out. In the top of the second, tourists already a 6-0 lead. Runner goes from first, the payoff pitch is foul. Towards the third base, Camerwell. And Fisher will retreat back to first base ahead of a full count. White numerals on the royal blue Cyclones uniform tonight. Orange border around it. Blue on that jersey top. Going all the way up by the shoulders. Returns to white, showing off the Brooklyn and New York City skyline. Runner goes again. Garcia swings and misses. And narrowly avoids an obstruction call, as he had a duck out of the way of Pregent. So Garcia down on strikes. It'll be a stolen base for Cam Fisher. And Asheville with runners at second and third and two out for Ryan Johnson. The second strikeout tonight for Cologne. Johnson levied the first blow tonight, a grand slam off his face and left. And the first pitch from Cologne just a bit outside for ball one. White pants for Cologne and Brooklyn tonight. Red and gold trim along the side. Blue cap, blue bill with the orange interlocking BK logo on the front, the 1-0. Johnson stays away off the outside, black. And the count, two balls and no strikes. Johnson, the Astros' eighth-round pick last year out of Pepperdine. led the West Coast Conference last year with 18 home runs. You saw that power an inning ago. And Johnson Fool this time on the Snapdragon. And Cologne back in the count. It's 2-1. Matthews the man at third. Fisher the runner at second. The 2-1 outside and high. And it's three balls and a strike with Austin Deming, the third baseman, on deck. Nightfall rapidly arising. Only thing keeping this playable, the lights all around the ballpark. This one off the hands on the ground at third. Fielded there by Tillian. Throw to first in time. And the side is retired. So Asheville threatens to score again, but Cologne keeps them off the board. No runs, a hit, two left after an inning and a half. It's 6-0 Asheville on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, every Friday night home game with the Brooklyn Cyclones is a mouth-watering adventure with our Taste of Brooklyn series. Devour chili-dusted tortilla chips and fire-roasted salsa, Nathan's famous hot dogs, and a rotating selection of fan-voted best ballpark foods. Plus, exclusive dishes from local Brooklyn restaurants. And for dessert, a delightful donut hole bar. Join us at the all-new patio party at the hot corner along the third base line. It's the perfect spot to enjoy the game and indulge in Brooklyn's best bites. Tickets are just $55. Don't miss the ultimate Friday night out with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park. Grab your tickets now by logging on to brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Amazing starts here.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Junior Tillian, Nolan McClain, Christian Pregen. Three scheduled to bat for Brooklyn in the bottom of the second inning. Junior Tillian, five for his last 11 coming into play here tonight, had a couple of base hits in Brooklyn's loss on Wednesday. Lead things off against Batista. And the first pitch to Tillian, it called strike, it's 0-1. Batista struck out three of the four he faced in the first on 14 pitches. The 0-1 outside and low. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Tillian, 2-for-4 on Wednesday, 4-for-7 in the series, 5-for-18 on the year. The 1-1. Fastball underneath the hands at 92. And Batista ahead, a ball and two strikes. Asheville tonight, once again, the road grays. Tourists and Navy script letters across the chest. Navy numerals on the back. Gray pants all the way down to the ankles for Batista. Navy piping along the side. Long sleeves. Navy out of either end of that gray top. The 1-2. Sweeps too far into the lefty batter's box. And the count evens at two balls and two strikes. Black cap with the light blue bill, the white block A logo for Asheville on the front. Tillian trying to reach to start the second, the 2-2. And this off the hands on the ground to third. Fielded there by Deming. And he'll throw out his counterpart for the opening out of the second inning. So one up, one down, and now the first at-bat of the season for the man who threw 3 1/3 scoreless on Wednesday afternoon, Nolan McClain. First ever two-way player in Cyclones history. Gilbert Gomez, the Brooklyn manager, saying he'll only DH this year. We'll try and get him in as the DH as much as they can over the weekends. As McClain takes a breaking ball strike, it's 0-1. Last year after the draft, between single-A St. Lucie and the Complex League was 2-for-16. Well, one of those two hits a home run. The 0-1. And a fastball up and away. And the count even at a ball and a strike.
Really is crazy to just think about, Justin, the discipline and the amount of skill it takes to excel at both, particularly when, you know, you think about today's game.
Batista rocks the 1-1, and McLean hits it hard but foul off the hands. And the count of ball and two strikes.
Feels like even in as low down as Little League, some of these pitchers are specialized to just focus on pitching, just focus on pitching. To be able to do it at a high level on both levels, in minor league ball no less, very impressive.
Just missed the outside black, did Batista. And the count evens, two balls and two strikes. McLean at Oklahoma State last year at a 9.11 OPS, 9 homers, 29 RBIs as a position player. The 2-2. Off speed, inside corner, strike three call. Already the fourth strikeout tonight for Batista. Two down in the home second inning. And so the first battle between McLean and an opposing pitcher tonight goes the way of the Asheville right-hander.
Yeah, Batista's been sharp, just hitting his spots, keeping these opposing batters guessing really all night long thus far.
Yeah, and there was really nothing McLean could have done with that pitch as Christian Pregent takes up in it. Best you could have hoped was a little number foul to keep the at-bat alive. Good bite in on the hands of a righty batter. Pregent, our pregame guest, 1-for-3 on Tuesday. And this fouled off the mitt of Garcia. It's a ball and a strike. Pregent, 1-for-6 at the plate to start the year with a walk. Mets 10th round pick last year out of Stetson. It's Johnny Outline, one of seven. The Mets draft class last year on this Brooklyn roster, the 1-1. And Pregent off the end of the wood on the ground and short. Charging in Johnson, and he'll make the leap throw to first in time to end the inning. So Edinson Batista retires the side in order once again in the second. Does it on 13 pitches through two. 6-0 Asheville on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Well, we go to the top of the third inning, and tonight's game's had a little bit of everything. Grand slam. The pitcher's mound currently being manicured as some person we don't know singing along the third base dugout. It's raining now. A mist coming down from the heavens here on Coney Island. The parachute jump is lit up, though.
What's next?
Well, the Cyclones looking for a comeback. They trail 6-0 as we move to the top of the third. Jeffrey Colon has yet to come out because they've been working on the pitcher's mound, getting some turf is out there. Mitch Hillert working diligently alongside his staff to make it happen as quick as possible. But fans, a reminder, tonight's game brought to you by Panorama Bus Tours for safety and quality. Visit them on the web at panoramabustours.com or call them at 973-470-9700. take a look around the South Atlantic League as we wait for this top of the third inning to get underway. Jersey Shore and Hickory playing a doubleheader. Jersey Shore wins game one in Hickory 4-0. Game two about to get underway. Hudson Valley getting walked off by Rome. They hadn't played all week until tonight. 3-2 win for Rome and 8 on a Sabina Ceballos walk-off base knock. Winston-Salem falling to Greensboro in a completed game from yesterday. 10-0. Bottom of the third, it's a 3-0 lead for Wilmington in Aberdeen. 2-0 Bowling Green, bottom three in Greenville, and bottom of the first in game two in Winston-Salem. No score between the Dash and Grasshoppers. And Johnny Jeffrey Colon is finally returned to the pitcher's mound to start warming up for the top of the third inning. And without further ado, let's pass the play-by-play microphone over to you, my friend.
Hey, thanks, Justin. Yeah, it's been a weird kind of night.
It's been
really
a weird
all
day.
Night long. You talk about the rainout yesterday, doubleheader tomorrow, Friday here at the ballpark, sort of an overcast, rainy day that all of a sudden turns into a really picturesque night for baseball with blue skies right around first pitch. And since then, it has gotten very dark, and it is misting right now. Not really obvious staring down at the field, but if you look up in the lights, thousands of tiny droplets of water are just shifting their way across the atmosphere, moving from right to left. All that is without the baseball that has taken place on the field. And as far as that baseball on the field, it is Asheville 6 and Brooklyn nothing. Cyclones have some work to do over the remainder of this one if they want to make it a contest. Bottom third of the Asheville batting order, 7-8-9 to begin this top of the third. Jeffrey Colon's first pitch, swing and a miss for strike one on a fastball low in the zone to the righty hitting Austin Deming. Deming a single and later scored his first time up. 0-1 from Colon, misses high at the letters, a ball and a strike to the Asheville third baseman.
Action in Brooklyn's right field bullpen. Joey Lancelotti up and throwing as we speak.
Colon's 35th pitch of the night is a single through the right side. Nice job going the other way by Austin Deming for what is now the seventh Asheville hit of the night, and we're only in the top of the third.
And Deming's done a really nice job hitting the ball to the opposite field. We mentioned that with Bryce Matthews last inning. First inning, Deming sliced one over the leaping glove of Mateo Gillett second, and this time just to his left.
So now Garrett Guillemette with one on and nobody out. Missed continuing to fall. First pitch, fastball, clips the outer edge for a called strike. Nothing and one.
At which point does it stop becoming mist and becoming rain? Because if you look at the lights pointing upward from the outfield.
Guillemette rips it down the third baseline, but just over the bag, foul. Yeah, you're right, Justin. It does appear to be more of a steady dose of mist.
Just looks wild when you look at it from our perspective. There are added lights at the bottom of each light stanchion going up towards the ring light, and almost looks like a movie.
It makes for a cool view, to say the least. Not enough to halt the play on the field, though. 0-2 popped up. Right-hand side, this will stay in the infield. First baseman LaRusso in and backpedaling makes the catch. That ball took a wicked turn at the last possible second, but LaRusso able to squeeze it for out number one. Retreated into foul ground, then moved back into fair to make the catch as Gomi, as they call him, Gilbert Gomez, out of the Brooklyn dugout on the first base side to make a pitching change. So Jeffrey Colon's day is done. Joey Lancelotti will make his season debut after a short break. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
We had no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Call to the bullpen for Brooklyn as we play on here in the third. Man at first and one out. Joey Lancelotti on to make his 2024 season debut. Top of the 8 o'clock hour. Jaron Williams, the first man he'll face, Johnny.
All right, Justin. Yeah, thanks so much. Highly anticipated season debut for Lance as his first pitch misses low and away for ball one to the nine batter, Jaron Williams. Williams today doubled his first time up, scored two runs. There's a runner on first with one away. Asheville leads this ballgame 6-0. Lancelotti already the third Brooklyn pitcher of the night. His 1-0 cut on and missed, and it is 1-1. Lancelotti had to jump up to retrieve that ball on the toss back from Pregent before he delivers a 1-1 pitch upcoming. Lancelotti, 11 games with Brooklyn a season ago, all out of the bullpen. 12 1/3 innings, 1-1, rip and a miss. And it is 1-2. Lancelotti went back to the fastball that time around. Wearing number 99 on his alternate jersey, the blue, orange, and white Brooklyn Amazing alternates that they're sporting for the first time at home this season. 1-2 upcoming. Lancelotti fires, and it's fouled back into the netting. Count will stay at a ball and two strikes. Jeffrey Colon's line not yet final. Runner on first is responsibility. But as it stands now, inning in 2/3, 3 hits, a walk, and 2 punch-outs. Lancelotti across those 11 Brooklyn outings a season ago, a 3.65 ERA. His 1-2 lined to short and caught midair by the shortstop, William Lugo. Had to range a couple of steps over to his left, got there in time, and reached up to make the play. So 2 away, and the runner Deming still on first after his leadoff single to begin the frame. But Lancelotti not only in Brooklyn last year, also pitched in 6 games up with Double-A Binghamton, the Rumble Ponies, and had 14 appearances with Single-A St. Lucie, too. He starts the leadoff man Whitaker off with a breaking ball that drops in for a called strike, 0-1. 6-0 Terrace, top 3 here on Coney Island. Former Tar Heel from the stretch, 0-1 hit in the air. Right-hand side, Clifford pauses, then retreats inward, and he doesn't see it. It drops 5 feet to his right. Rifles to second, thrown on in time. Shortstop Lugo throws home, safe. Thought maybe William Lugo had the wherewithal to throw out the runner Deming, who was going hard the whole way. That ball took a wicked turn on Ryan Clifford. Not sure if Cliff didn't see it, or if he did see it, and it just sort of altered its course at the last possible moment. But either way, Asheville up 7-0 now here in the third.
I don't know if there was something else in the atmosphere that was kicked up with the wind. It looked like something else small and white was circling towards Ryan Clifford. But with the way the wind is howling right now, that ball was dancing in a multitude of different ways. Not an easy play.
So Logan Cerny takes the first pitch upstairs from Lancelotti. That won't do Joey any favors. 1-0 to him. Cut on and missed. Breaking ball in the dirt, and it's 1-1. Figure okay. Any other circumstances besides what we're dealing with right now, atmospherically speaking, and that's a fly ball to end the inning. But the run will be credited against Jeffrey Colon, who put that runner on base to begin with.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough luck earned run against Colon because can't really give an error on that play.
Exactly. And they do credit Whitaker with a double. So an extra base hit for the Asheville leadoff man. Here's a 1-1. Tried to paint it on the outside corner, just missed his spot with the 91-mile-an-hour heater. And it is 2-1 to Logan Cerny. Strikeout and a walk.
You can sort of see it on the right-hand side of your screen there, the way the wind is howling the rain, and so much so it's shaking our center field camera.
2-1. Nips the outer edge. Called strike right back to the fastball. Two balls and two strikes on the righty hitting Logan Cerny. Time called by the batter. Lancelotti, who goes cutter, sweeper, curve, and change. Just recently added that curveball to what is now his four-pitch arsenal. Number two pitcher in the state of Pennsylvania coming out of high school. Taken back in the 2019 draft. 2-2, hit on the ground, charging in shortstop Lugo. Up with it and over to first to retire the side. But Asheville does get one more on a weird two-out double from Tyler Whitaker. Makes this a 7-0 game. Rain still falling here on Coney Island. We'll step aside.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So, secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Well, lost in the shuffle on this funky night in Brooklyn is how solid Edinson Batista, the Asheville starter, has been so far. He's only allowed one hit through two innings up until this point. As we go to the bottom of the third with Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowitz. It is Asheville 7 and Brooklyn nothing as the Cyclones send 8-9-1 up to bat against the righty arm. The mist has subsided after it picked up rather steadily for about a minute or so, caused most of the fans in the house to retreat and take cover in the concourse. First pitch, LaRusso nubs it foul. Nothing in one of the former Maryland Terrapin.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, it changed rapidly. I mean, it was quite the show in between innings, and as soon as it was time for the first pitch of the home third, it all sort of subsided.
0-1 from Batista, he deals. LaRusso takes just off the plate for ball one. So Brooklyn only the one base hit. It was a very loud double to dead center field from Ryan Clifford back in the first. Cyclones couldn't cash in on it, though. 1-1. Bending breaking ball. Catches the inside corner for a called strike. 1-2. LaRusso 0-4 back on Wednesday. Did walk once. Big hole on the right side for the righty bat here. 1-2 on the way. LaRusso hits it off the handle of the bat towards no man's land, but no problem for the second baseman, Williams, retreating backwards to make the catch for out number one. That'll bring up Mateo Gill for the first time tonight.
The second baseman, number 10,
Mateo Gill. Asheville has exploded offensively. 6 runs in the top of the first. That chased Brooklyn starter Noah Hall out of this game rather quickly. First pitch. Gill takes outside, ball one. Hall's final line, 2/3 of an inning, 4 hits. 6 runs, all of which were earned. 2 strikeouts to 2 walks. Then came Jeffrey Colon, and unfortunately for Jeffrey, he didn't fare all too much better either. 1-0. Gill checks his swing and nubbed it off the very end of the bat for a foul ball. Mateo pleading his case. He didn't think he made any contact with it.
I don't know if they thought he made contact. I think the home plate umpire, Justin Hopkins, said he swung at it. I think Gill was trying to get an appeal down to the base umpire.
No appeal granted, so the count 1-1. Batista ready. He rocks and fires.
Ooh.
Gill tied up and went around on a swing. 1-2 on the righty batter.
Just feels like everything Batista throws has some sort of horizontal or vertical movement on it. There's no pitch that is straight as an arrow.
And more often than not, feels like that movement comes very late.
Yeah.
Tough to gauge what the pitch could be, particularly if it comes out of similar tunnels. Bases empty, 1-1, 7-0 Asheville. 1-2. Gill takes just a hair outside. On the breaking ball from Batista, 2-2. So Mateo in the 9 spot today for the Cyclones. Still in search of his first hit this season. Has not been an everyday player necessarily to start the campaign. 2-2. In there, 3. Went back to the hook. Edinson Batista. 5 Ks, his first time through the Brooklyn order, and his base is empty, 2 gone.
And he's been fooling hitters, too. 3 of those 5 strikeouts have been looking, Johnny. Look at Sandy behind home plate. Sandy has an umbrella just in time for the rain to stop.
First toss to Omar De Los Santos. Shows bunt, gets it down. It's a good one. Down the third baseline, Batista has to eat it. So Brooklyn gets their second base hit of the night, a real manufactured one, as De Los Santos drops down a beauty. And now the speedster on first base with 2 away for Ryan Clifford.
We've already seen Omar do a little bit more of that and show a little bit more of that in the first couple of games of the season. Didn't try and utilize his speed in a similar way this time last year. So great to see Omar changing up his offensive profile.
Ryan Clifford already is a double today. There goes De Los Santos. Clifford swings and misses. De Los Santos is safe. Throw was well late. Speedy Brooklyn leadoff man nabs another stolen back.
And now De Los Santos alone in second place on the franchise all-time leaderboard, breaks a tie with Walter Raskin for second.
He's in scoring position for Clifford here. Righty arm on lefty bat. 2 away, and 0-1 the count on the big slugger. 0-1. Clifford fouls it back. He'll need to get defensive now. 0-2 to the former Asheville tourist. Ryan did not expect to play in this game today. If you're just joining us, DeAndre Smith started this game in right field, suffered a scary injury as he collided and slid sort of up against that wall in foul territory just in front of the Brooklyn pen down the right field line, was helped off by the athletic training staff. Clifford on to take his place, and he takes an 0-2 pitch on the outer edge for a called 3. How about 6 punch outs through 3 frames? That's 2/3 of the outs that Edinson Batista has recorded tonight. He's cruising thus far through 3. His Asheville tourists on top, 7-0 on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard, right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast, because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at BrooklynCyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer, because amazing starts here.
We love you for all you do for us. for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy-saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
To the fourth we go. Asheville 7, Brooklyn nothing. With Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Joey Lancelotti, third Brooklyn arm of this game, back out to begin the top of the fourth. And his first pitch is a breaking ball, a changeup. A called strike to the three-batter Bryce Matthews, and it is nothing and one. Six runs for Asheville in the top of the first, tacked on another in the top of the third. 0-1 to Matthews, misses down and in towards the ankles, and it is one ball and one strike. Matthews has already reached base twice today. Singled in the first, to reach on a fielder's choice in the second. He's hit safely in all six. Cuts and misses at this 1-1 offering, and it is a ball and two strikes. Day off in the field for the former first-round pick. He's Asheville's DH this evening. One, two. Matthews takes down and away, two balls and two strikes. Drafted a season ago out of Nebraska. First team all Big Ten. But struggled last year in his first taste of pro ball. Hitches 217 in 33 games in single A. And he cuts and misses at this 2-2 slider. And Joey Lancelotti has a punch out to begin this top of the fourth. First strikeout of the season for Lance. Fifth of the night for Brooklyn Arms. That'll bring up Cam Fisher. Base is empty, one away. Infield swings right. Righty arm on lefty bat pitch. Fisher takes down and away for ball one. Lancelotti, not a stranger to starting hitters off with the off-speed stuff. As he did so there, changeup was down and away. Quick wind, 1-0. Fisher takes a called strike. Again, a breaking ball, and it's 1-1. Sort of feels like that's the case as you look around baseball, not just the majors, but the minor leagues as well. 1-1. Cut and a miss, and it's 1-2. Used to feel like the fastball was by far the pitch that more often than not guys would go to, but as we've seen, pitchers just skyrocket those RPMs and like the stuff that you can spin. More and more guys almost sort of favoring that stuff. It's a 1-2 in the dirt, and it's 2-2. Of course, the takeoff of the sweeper in particular over the course of the past year or two has played a large part in that as well. But even thinking about this Cyclone staff as a whole, sure, plenty of guys that have the high heat. 2-2 in the dirt for ball three. But they can keep you on your toes and give you a whole lot of pitches that look a whole lot different from one another.
Joshua Cornelli up and throwing in Brooklyn's right field bullpen as well.
Count full, bases empty, one gone, 7-0 Asheville, 3-2. Called strike three, Lancelotti got him. And he paces around the mound, cool, calm, collected, after registering his second straight strikeout to begin this top of the fourth inning. That one a backwards K, and it'll bring up John Garcia with two gone. Garcia, a strikeout and a walk up until this point. First toss. Lookout, upstairs, up and in. Had to lean out of the way of it for ball one. Garcia, former 19th round pick out of Grambling State, cranks this 1-0 pitch to straightaway center. Long run for Consuegra, who gets there in time. Just in front of the warning track, his momentum takes him all the way back to the 412 sign in dead center. Stanley showcasing the speed to put the icing on the cake for a 1-2-3 inning in the top of the fourth. Let's go to the home half. Asheville 7, Brooklyn nothing on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends Night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea and a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Not a lot to nitpick for Edinson Batista's start up until this point. He has only allowed two Cyclones to record a base hit as we move to the bottom of the fourth from Maimonides Park, where the score is Asheville 7 and Brooklyn nothing. 3-4-5, the big boys do up for the Clones here in the home half. Consuegra, Lugo, Tillian. First pitch to Stanley. He takes a called strike on the outer edge, and it's nothing and one. Looks like a cut fastball that time from Edinson Batista. Open stance for Stanley, wearing his royal blue jersey. A one on the way. Consuegra wanted to swing, then thought better of it, as it was a little bit outside. One ball and one strike. Stanley just had to track down a fly ball that was hit to deep center field to conclude the top of the fourth. Got there just in the nick of time. 1-1. Takes in the dirt. Ball two. Now he stands in the righty batter's box, trying to kickstart something for Brooklyn. Not a ton to write home about offensively in this game up until this point for the Cyclones. Batista, short wind, 2-1. Consuegra nubs it directly on home plate, and he's out. He thought it was a foul ball. The catcher, Garcia, immediately picked it up and put the tag on. Stanley pleading his case with the home plate umpire, Justin Hopkins, and now will begin his trot back to the Brooklyn dugout.
You know, it's tough to tell whether or not that ball went forward or sideways from home plate. The home plate umpire, Justin Hopkins, saying that it went fair, and Garcia with the easiest out he'll ever record.
William Lugo next. Bases empty, one away, 7-0 Asheville. Look out, that breaking ball almost hit Lugo. He had to shimmy shake out of the way of it, and the count 1-0.
And it feels like it's been a Murphy's Law day for the Cyclones in so many different ways.
1-0 upcoming. Lugo takes a fastball on the outer black for a called strike. It's 1-1.
I mean, that's just the latest example there. I mean, you think about the last run Asheville scored because of the rain droplets coming down, and then as soon as Asheville takes the field to pitch in the bottom of the inning, the rain stops.
1-1. Lugo hits it on the ground, a two-hopper. What a play by Deming at third to collect, and he throws to first in time. Slid on a knee and somehow, some way, got leather to that baseball and then powered off the throw to retire Lugo for out number two.
You're looking like a slip and slide out there with the wet turf because of the rain, but Deming a beautiful play at third to take away a base hit.
Now Junior Tillian. Bases empty, two gone. Righty-righty matchup. Here it comes. Tillian takes low, ball one. Batista, not necessarily someone who is going to light up the velo. That fastball checking in at 91, but again, you mentioned it earlier, Justin, all the movement that he has. 1-0 check swing, Tillian went around, and it is 1-1. Certainly makes up for whatever he might lack in the speed department. 1-1 on the way.
Tillian takes a breaking ball inside and a bit low for ball two. It's 2-1. Junior coming off a multi-hit game. He does have a three-game hit streak. 5-for-11 during that span. 2-1 to him. Tillian swings and misses. Ball scurries all the way to the backstop. And it is 2-2. It was a rough start to the season for Junior. 0 for his first 7 at the plate. But has responded very nicely since then. Should Tillian reach, Nolan McClain would be next. Two-way player, 0-for-1 today with a strikeout. 2-2. Tillian pops it up. Left side of the infield, shortstop Johnson in on the grass. He dropped it. And Tillian is safe at first base. Well, Johnson certainly made contact. Sort of just popped in and out.
Looked like caught him right off the heel of his mitt. Couldn't quite squeeze it cleanly.
Almost felt like the ball was squarely in the glove for a moment's notice, but could not see the catch all the way through. So an E6 brings up the aforementioned McClain. First pitch. Nolan takes low for ball one. Well, if Brooklyn is going to make something out of this thing, they'll need some breaks like that to fall their way, more likely than not. Gilmette at first base, holding the runner Tillian on. Not a very big lead. 1-0. McClain waves and misses over the top of a breaking ball. And it's 1-1. Of course, we saw McClain on the rubber back on Wednesday. 3 1/3 innings of work. No hits. Should say no runs to three hits. 1-1. McClain grounds it. Left side. Third baseman Deming slides to collect and zips it over to first. Or rather second, I should say, to retire the side. So Brooklyn strands a man after the E6 at the end of 4. It is Asheville 7 and Brooklyn nothing on Bally Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now to secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night. Because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but so there's vibes. So many other.
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete, starting at $45 a month.
Well, we told you earlier, Cyclones have a doubleheader tomorrow. So as far as the bullpen goes, this was not necessarily the day you wanted your starter to depart after 2/3 of an innings. But Douglas Oriana could give the Clones some serious length here, Justin.
And he'll take over for Joey Lancelotti in the top of the fifth inning. Fourth pitcher used by Brooklyn tonight. And his first pitch sails over the head of everybody. And the count 1-0. Johnson, Deming, Gilmette, the 3-2 up in the inning is preaching out to the mound to try and get on the same page as Oriana. It appears they were crossed up on that first offering from the right-hander. But Oriana, 6'1", 226 pounds. Will turn 22 at the start of May from Caracas, Venezuela. 1-0 is just off the outside half. And the count, 2 balls and no strikes. Final line for Lancelotti and his season debut. Goes an inning and two-thirds, no runs, a hit, no walks, struck out 2. 25 pitches and 16 strikes as Orellana doesn't get the call. Fastball at 92, looked like it caught the top of the zone, but it's 3-0 on Johnson, who started the scoring tonight with a grand slam in the first. 3-0, inside and low, ball 4. So a 4-pitch walk is how Orellana's night begins. And Asheville with 1-0, nobody out here in the fifth inning. Orellana pitched in tandem with Noah Hall on opening day. Went 3 shutout innings, 4 hits, did not walk a batter, and struck out 2. 55 pitches, 35 strikes. Was predominantly a starter last year in St. Lucie. As Deming takes low, it's 1-0. Orellana, even though he's making his second relief outing of the year, still considered a starter. Brooklyn considers to have 7 starters, him and Jordan Gieber, the two that have not been in the rotation yet. 1-0, up and in. It's 2 balls and no strikes to Austin Deming. And Orellana last year, 4-4, a 4.53 ERA. Did have one save, 112 strikeouts and 89 in the third innings. The 2-0. And Deming takes high. It's 3-0. Sandy's put down the umbrella and has brought up the socks, getting ready to toss them on to the fans in between innings here. The righty's 3-0 and make that 8 straight that have missed to start the night for the right-hander. And Asheville 2-1, nobody out to start the top of the fifth. And Gilbert Gomez out to the mound quickly to have a chat with a little bit of a pep in his step, wanting to maybe try and fire up his 21-year-old righty. But Orellana, fastball, slider, curveball. Doesn't really throw a changeup. Comes in from that over-the-top arm slot. Dan McKinney, the pitching coach for Brooklyn, had a lot of positive things to say about Orellana when we talked to him preseason. Had a great spring training. And a guy whose numbers last year in St. Lucie a little bit more inflated than they really should have been. Had a tough month in the middle of the season when he was battling through injury, pitched through it. That inflated some of those season-ending numbers. The first pitch to Garrett Gilmet. There is a fastball strike at 92. And the count 0-1. Gilmet has doubled and popped out tonight. That was to first against Lancelotti, or rather, excuse me, Cologne in the third. And this goes skee ball on Pregent and all the way to the backstop, and everybody moves up. Johnson to third. Deming to second on a wild pitch, and Asheville with more insurance in scoring position with nobody out. Righty fires, and Gilmet grabs a piece. And the count of ball and 2 strikes. Asheville 7 runs, 8 hits tonight. An error they have left 4. Brooklyn no runs, 2 hits. No errors they have stranded 3 tonight. The 1-2. Inside and low. Nice pick on the forehand by Pregent. And the count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Be a doubleheader tomorrow, as Johnny mentioned. Our coverage will start on the pregame show at 12:45, 1 o'clock first pitch for game 1. Should be Felipe De La Cruz against Carlos Calderon in the opener. The 2-2 popped in the air in the infield. Pregent ditches the mask up along the third base side, reaches high into the sky and makes the running grab halfway up the third base line. So there's the first out of the inning. So second and third and 1 out. And Jaron Williams, who has doubled in line to short tonight, will step in. He's 1-for-2 with a couple of RBI.
Yeah, just peeking at the scorecard, Justin, similar to what we saw on Wednesday, production out of the bottom of this Asheville batting order.
First pitch to Williams with the infield in. And Orellana finds the bottom of the zone. It's no balls and a strike. Game two tomorrow should be Calvin Ziegler for Brooklyn. One of the Mets' top 30 prospects, Jose Guedes, will go for Asheville. As Williams takes a call at strike two. Brandon Sproat and Jake Bloss, the two that took the ball in the opening game of the series on Tuesday, for now slated in as the probables for the series finale on Sunday afternoon at 2. Oh, and 2, the count on Williams. Top of the lineup in Tyler Whitaker on deck. The two-strike pitch in underneath the armpits. And the count 1-2. No action right now in Asheville's left field bullpen. Batista 55 pitches through 4. See if Asheville lets him work into the 5th. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Struck him out on the off speed. Bottom fell out of it. First strikeout tonight for Orellana, and there's 2 down in the 5th. Okay. Brought to you by our friends at BKFC. Brooklyn Football Club is bringing soccer to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit brooklynfootballclub.com. As Tyler Whitaker takes a call, strike 1. Whitaker and that awkward RBI double in the 3rd that was lost in the rain droplets. The 0-1. That's a sharp grounder up the middle. Nice backhand behind second by Gill. Sidearm throw to first in time, inning over. Oh, what a beautiful play by Mateo Gill on the hot shot ground ball. Takes away a base hit and an RBI. And Brooklyn keeps Asheville off the scoreboard in the 5th. No runs, no hits, 2 left. We'll get to our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night when we return. 7-0 Asheville on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, 7-0 Asheville on this Friday night. Justin Rock alongside Johnny Gadamwitz. Bottom third of the lineup, two up for Brooklyn. Edinson Batista back out for the 5th inning. And his first pitch to Christian Pregent cut on and missed. And the count, no balls and a strike. Pregent ground out to short in his only at-bat tonight. The righty's 0-1, and a breaking ball hit in the air to left, but got it off the end of the bat. To his right, Cerny makes the grab. And Pregent the first out of the home 5th inning. Time to get you our Coney Convos trivia question of the night. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. Yesterday marked the 62nd anniversary of the first game in New York Mets history. Nick LaRusso 0-1. Broke his bat on a pop fly his first time. Can't connect. It's 0-1. Well, the Mets, 62nd anniversary, their first ever game yesterday. Played April 11th, 1962. against the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. The 0-1 and a foul tip into the glove of Garcia. It's 0-2. Mets used 14 players in that game, and four of them would go on to become major league managers. The question today is, who were those players that turned out to become major league skippers? Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know. The 0-2, a foul tip off the glove of Garcia. And LaRusso stays alive. I'd say three of them, if you know your Mets history, should be fairly easy to get. The fourth one was the one that was a surprise to me. The 0-2 pitch, and LaRusso goes up and hits it on the ground at third. Diving play by Deming to his left. High throw, sails off the railing in front of Brooklyn's first base dugout. Well, Austin Deming nearly had another highlight reel play. This time that wet baseball just sailed on him. We'll see how that one is scored, but LaRusso on with one out in the fifth. And it'll be an error on the third baseman, Deming. That's a tough one. So the second error tonight for Asheville, and Brooklyn with one on and one out for Mateo Gill. Struck out looking in his only at-bat tonight, and he takes a called strike one. Get you the answer to our trivia question in the bottom of the sixth. Batista from the stretch, and Gill steps in the bucket, good sharp bender. And Batista ahead, no balls and two strikes. They kick the 0-2, and this one pummeled in the air, deep left field, away back goes Cerny onto the warning track, makes the catch. LaRusso was all the way to second, has to retreat. And you talk about it being a Murphy's Law kind of night for Brooklyn. Mateo Gill couldn't have squared that ball up any better. And it turns up to be an Adam ball right at the left fielder. So one on and two out. And back to the top of the lineup in Omar De Los Santos. Bunt base hit. Stole second back in the third. Righty's first pitch, and ooh, a home run hack from Omar on the breaker. And the count 0-1 on the Brooklyn left fielder tonight. De Los Santos had a tough 2023 season, but you forget that he was the Florida State League MVP just a couple of years ago in 2022. The year the Mets won the Florida State League Championship. Pitch down and in, runner goes. Throw to second and the runner overslide the bag. LaRusso did, and you could just see it on his face. So LaRusso had the bag stolen, but with the wet turf, overslid the base. The tag kept on by Williams, and the side retired for Brooklyn in the fifth. The bad luck continues for the Cyclones on this Friday night to the 6-7-0 Asheville on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy-saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Logan Cerny to lead off for Asheville as we go to the top of the sixth inning as the first toss from Douglas Orellana over for a strike and the count 0-1. Cerny, Matthews, Fisher, 2-3-4 due up for the Tourists in the sixth inning. Asheville a 7-0 lead on this Friday night as Orellana pulls the string on the off speed. And Cerny behind, no balls and two strikes. Asheville a 6-run top of the first, the difference in this ballgame. A grand slam from Ryan Johnson, a 2-run double from Jaron Williams. Orellana from the third base side of the hill, the 0-2 pitch. And this one burrowed in the dirt. And the count of ball and two strikes. Take a look around the Mets affiliates here on this Friday night. One game impacted by weather, that was at AA. A 1-2, swing and a miss, struck him out. Got him on the top-bottom breaking ball. And so for Orellana, that's his second strikeout and the leadoff man retired in the sixth. But the Mets at home against Kansas City tonight. After a six-game road trip where they took 2 of 3 from both the Reds and the Braves. Two teams expected to compete for playoff spots this year. As Bryce Matthews takes a letter high strike, it's 0-1. Matthews 1-for-3 with a hit tonight. For the Mets, a 5-1 lead. Brett Beatty has brought in two more. He's 2-for-3 tonight with a double. The 0-1. And Matthews utterly perplexed trying to hold up on that pitch. Can't. It's 0-2.
How about the year Beatty's enjoying to
start the
season?
To it. I was going to say, Johnny's starting to look like a guy, although it's a small sample size, that's starting to have it figured out. The 0-2, a little bit low, and it's a ball and two strikes. Beatty, a guy who was a fan favorite here in Brooklyn and really has been a fan favorite everywhere he's been climbing up the ladder in the Mets organization. The 1-2. On the outside corner, strike three call. Back-to-back strikeouts to start the sixth for Orellana. And then there's two away for Cam Fisher. He's 1-for-2 with a single and a walk tonight. That's been great to see from Brett Beatty. 8 of the 9 in the Mets lineup tonight have a base hit. First pitch from Orellana, high, it's 1-0. And after Luis Severino had a tough first start, 5 innings, 1 run, 1 hit tonight. Another guy who seems like he's finally starting to settle in this season. As Fisher goes fishing, he comes up with nothing but the lure, and it's even at a ball and a strike. Triple-A Syracuse, they were on SNY last night. Great hearing Evan Stockton and Michael Tricarico on the call, the 1-1. And this one hit in the air deep down the right field line. If it's fair, it's gone. Heading towards the bullpen, a foul ball. Cam Fisher sent it almost 400 feet down the line and right. But instead, they count a ball and two strikes.
I have to imagine there'll be some serious juice in Queens this weekend too, Justin. Think about, okay, very successful road trip. You get a Royals squad that's probably the hottest in all of baseball right now coming to town. Doc Gooden's number getting retired on Sunday. Exciting time to be in Flushing.
The 1-2 pitch. Down and away, and it's even 2 balls and 2 strikes. It's funny. 2.5 weeks ago, the sky was falling. And you go on a 6-game road trip, and you take 2 of 3 against probably your most hated rival. Can change some opinions. The 2-2 struck him out. Oh, what a top of the sixth for Douglas Orellana. Strikes out the side in order on 13 pitches. And And that's why Dan McKinney was speaking his praises when we were speaking to him before the season began at the bottom of the sixth. 7-0 Asheville on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap, while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Well, how about the start Edinson Batista has had to 2024? You combine his two outings, the first out of the Asheville bullpen and the second tonight in a starting capacity. 10 innings, 4 hits, only one unearned run, 10 strikeouts to 2 walks. And if this holds, he'll be a very shiny 2-0 on the young season. Batista's day is done. Andrew Taylor on a relief to try to make sure his really spectacular outing does not get spoiled for Asheville, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Well, Batista departs, and the Astros begrudgingly give the ball to one of their top 30 prospects. Taylor, number 17 on MLB Pipeline's top 30. Taylor, 6'5", tallest man on this, or second tallest man on this Asheville pitching staff. 225, 21 years old from Caledonia, Michigan. It's already a 1-0 count on De Los Santos. First pitch from Andrew Taylor over for a strike. And the count even at 1-1. Top of the lineup, two up for Brooklyn here in the home sixth inning. Taylor from the first base side of the rubber. And he fires in the dirt. And the count, 2-2. The number is for Taylor. He made the start in the game. Batista pitched in relief on opening day. Went 3+, gave up 4 runs, 2 earned on 5 hits. 2 walks and 4 strikeouts as De Los Santos takes low. And the count, 3-1 on Omar. Taylor, the Astros' second-round pick, the 80th overall selection. 2022 out of Central Michigan. He's the highest drafted player for the Chippewas since 1986. The 3-1 low, ball 4. And the speedster De Los Santos aboard with a walk to start the sixth inning. And Kevin Tappany was part of those Twins teams in the early 90s, was the previous guy that was drafted that high before Taylor was taken in the second round. It's a second team All-American. 2021 set the Chippewas single season record in strikeouts, and another stolen base for De Los Santos. Pitch was down and away. Omar already 5 stolen bases in the first 6 games of the season. It's 0-1 on Clifford. But Omar, Johnny, just continues to swipe away.
And there's no reason for him not to. When you possess that speed, you're going to make life tough on any catcher. Again, the cliche goes, you put him on first, you might as well go ahead and put him on second. But so far this season, he's quite literally proving that to be true.
Clifford doubled off the bottom of the center field wall in the first. Struck out looking his last time. And Taylor misses low, and the count even at a ball and a strike. He throws that fastball a lot, does Taylor. Threw it about 80% of the time in college. But gets excellent life at the top of the zone. The 1-1, and Clifford out in front. Took something off, and it's a ball and two strikes. And Taylor, while he doesn't throw that fastball necessarily in the upper 90s, had the fourth best strikeout rate last year in the minors among pitchers with 84 or more innings. Over 33% is Clifford off the hands. And remains at 1-2. Man at second, nobody out. Bottom of the sixth inning. Asheville a 7-0 lead. Brooklyn trying to break up the shutout. Alongside Johnny Gadamowicz, I'm Justin Rock. Two more tomorrow. And one on Sunday to close out the opening homestand. The 1-2 pitch up and away, and it's even two balls and two strikes. Taylor, the Astros' number 10 prospect according to Baseball America, number 17 by MLB Pipeline. A look at second. The 2-2. A little bit low and inside. And it's full three balls and two strikes. We'll get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question in just a moment. Our question tonight. Yesterday marked the 62nd anniversary of the Mets' first ever game, April 11th, 1962, in St. Louis against the Cardinals. Look at second, and Taylor will watch De Los Santos back to the bag. But the Mets used 14 players that day. Four of those 14 would go on to be Major League managers. The question was, who are they? Mary DiBernardo chiming in. The payoff pitch, and Clifford a swing and a miss. And the ball popped in and out of the glove of Garcia, and he applies the tag on Clifford for strike three. So there's the first punch out tonight for Taylor. One away in the sixth for Stanley Consuegra. But Mary knows two of the four correct answers, one of them being Don Zimmer, who was manager of the Red Sox and Cubs back in the 70s and 80s. Gil Hodges, of course, who was the manager of the Miracle Mets. As that one outside of Stanley, it's 1-0, but couldn't quite find a way to snag the other two. Johnny, any
guesses? I've got some guesses. Roger Craig.
Roger Craig is number three.
The other one.
1-0. On the inside corner, it's 1-1.
Did Jay Hook ever have any managerial?
It was not Jay Hook. Craig was the manager of the NL pennant-winning Giants in 1989. The 1-1 pitch on the inside corner.
I'm hoping this fourth one is the one that you were alluding to was the toughie.
Yes, this was the one I did not know. Craig, Hodges, Zimmer were recognizable names for us 2000s and 2010 kids. The 1-2, swing and a miss. Strike three again, the fastball from Taylor. Back-to-back strikeouts, two away in the home sixth. And now the shortstop, William Lugo, 0-2 tonight. But the answer was someone that wasn't in the starting lineup that day for the Mets. Craig was the starter. Hodges started at first. Zimmer across the diamond at third. But it was a pinch hitter that day who was the fourth of the four managers. The first pitch to Lugo outside for ball one. Jim Marshall was the fourth of four. Marshall managed for 4 years from 74 to 79. Was with the Cubs from 74 to 76 and spent 1 year with the Oakland A's in 79. As Lugo takes high, it's two balls and no strikes. Those are your four that were in the lineup that day or played that day for the amazing Mets. Ended up becoming big league skippers. 2-0 outside. And it's 3-0 on William Lugo. Of course, Hodges the only of that quartet that went on to become manager of the Mets. 3-0. Called strike, and it's 3-1. Gilbert Gomez, one of his first jobs as a coach, was serving on a staff of a future Mets manager, Luis Rojas, back when he was still managing in the Mets minor league system. 3-1 to Lugo. And a fastball can't catch up. And it's full 3-2. Junior Tillian waits on deck. Top of the 9 o'clock hour in the East. Brooklyn trying to scratch a run across. They trail 7-0. The payoff pitch. Outside corner, strike 3 called, and Lugo knew it. Well, after issuing a leadoff walk to Omar De Los Santos, Andrew Taylor strikes out the next 3. And the side retired in the 6th. No runs, no hits, 1 left. At the end of 6, 7-0 tourists from Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
How do we create hope for a cleaner planet? Together. We see you doing your part every day. And we're here to power everything you do with clean, renewable energy. We see you DIYing and mindful downsizing, conscious carpooling and weekend beach cleaning. We see you flower box farming, sapling protecting, and eco-startupping. Everyone finding their electric streak and catching the nature bug. We see you inspiring others by using your power for more. All who've long gone green and all thinking about taking that first step and making a simple switch for collective change. Since 1997, Green Mountain Energy has helped communities light up with hope for a greener future with solar and wind power. So join us for the love of the planet and for the hope inspired by everything on it. Green Mountain Energy, light the future.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Top of the 7th inning, Douglas Orianas looked pretty good in relief. He'll continue in the 7th and to take over the play-by-play. Here's Johnny.
Thanks, Justin. 7-0 Asheville. Orianas' first pitch. Called strike, outside corner with the breaking ball to the righty batter John Garcia. And it's 0-1. Yeah, Orianas walked the first two batters he faced. Since then, he sat down 6 straight. His 0-1. Fastball golfed in the air, right-hand side. Up out of play onto the concourse. So Orianas ahead in the count yet again, 0-2. The righty hitting John Garcia. Asheville catcher so far today, walk, strikeout, lineout. 0-2 upcoming. We'll see if Orianas wastes one or goes right at him. Here it comes. Misses down and away. Trying to fool him with the off speed, the soft stuff. And it's 1-2. 6 of Asheville's 7 runs came in the top of the first inning. 1-2. Misses inside with the breaking ball. And it's 2-2. That time it was the curve. Orianas, who goes four-seam, slider, and curve, added that slider last year and saw a ton of success with it. 2-2. Swing and a miss. 92 on the gun. Just pumped it right by Garcia. Douglas Orianas has struck out 4 straight tourist batters. He's got 5 on the night overall now, and there's 1 away with the bases empty here, top 7. Asheville leading at 7-0. Here's Ryan Johnson for the 4th time tonight. Righty-righty matchup and the pitch. Johnson takes away for ball 1. Started him out with a looping curve that missed off the outer edge. It was Johnson who really got the party started for Asheville back in the first. 1-0. Fastball. Misses up and away. And it's 2-0. A grand slam with 2 outs. Brooklyn starter Noah Hall struck out the first 2 batters he faced. 2-0. Hit in the air. Foul out of play. And it'll be 2-1. Then went single, walk, walk, when Johnson stepped up to the dish, and he crushed a ball to deep left field to make it a 4-0 ball game. Asheville went on to score two more times in that first, then one more in the third. All donuts on the board since then. 2-1. Fouled back into the netting. And it is 2-2. Brooklyn pitching coach Dan McKinney really praising the spring that Orellana had. Said he got the zone percentage up on that curveball. Johnson wants time. It's granted by the home plate umpire, Justin Hopkins. And now he steps back in, awaiting a 2-2 pitch. Wags that bat off his right shoulder. High left leg kick, 2-2. This one sky to left center field. De Los Santos and Consuegra converge, and it's the center fielder Consuegra who makes the catch just off of his left ear for out number two. Base is empty, two away for Austin Deming. Eight straight tourist batters retired now by the 6-1 right-hander from Venezuela. First pitch misses away. 1-0 the count. Orellana, who won the Florida State League Pitcher of the Month accolade last year. 1-0 a called strike. It's 1-1 on the curveball. Had a rough start to the second half a season ago that really inflated the ERA a little bit. 1-1. Misses way upstairs, so much so to a point where the catcher Pregent couldn't haul it in. Caromed off the backstop. And the count 2-1. But Orellana, across 23 appearances with single-A St. Lucie, ERA just a tick over 4.5. 4.53. 2-1. Misses in the dirt. And it is 3-1 now to the righty hitting at Deming. Pair of singles tonight for Deming. Also walked. 3 at-bats. 3 trips to the base paths. Brooklyn offensively only 2 hits tonight. Needless to say, they have been held in check. They'll send 5-6-7 up to bat in the home seventh after stretch time. 3-1 on the way. Misses outside. Ball 4. So after retiring 8 straight batters, or is Asheville 7 and Brooklyn nothing. Appreciate you hanging out with us alongside Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowitz. 5-6-7 due up for the Cyclones here in the home seventh as Andrew Taylor back out for his second inning. His first pitch, Tillian goes up Otako to right, but right at the right fielder, Cam Fisher, who reaches up to make the one-handed catch for out number one. So Tillian's 3-game hitting streak in jeopardy now. He did reach earlier on an error. Now Nolan McClain steps up with the bases empty and one away. McClain 0 for 2, a strikeout and a ground out. On his line tonight. Righty-righty matchup. First toss. McClain takes down and away. Ball 1. It's a very simple stance for Nolan. Doesn't do anything all too crazy. In fact, he's got the bat almost kind of pointed directly upright. Barely even tilted or slanted. 1-0. McClain takes way upstairs. 2 balls, no strikes, 91 on the gun from Taylor. But a very simple approach. Nothing too flashy in that righty batter's box for the former Oklahoma State Cowboy. Wearing his white batting gloves, 2-0. McClain crushes this one. Deep left field, deep into the Brooklyn night, and gone! Nolan McClain! With his first home run in 2024. And he got every bit of that one. Spoils the shutout bid. Clones are on the board on a long big fly.
Logan Cerny didn't even turn around to look at it. 108.4 off the bat, 403 feet at least. And McClain mashes one out of sight.
Well, that's the kind of raw power that the two-way player possesses. Christian Pregent next. First pitch to him is a fastball for a strike, nothing and one. And you could say, yeah, okay, McLean maybe long-term projecting to have a little more upside on the mound than in the batter's box. But if he keeps hitting balls out like that, misses in the dirt, one and one, that's going to be a tough decision for any sort of higher-ups to have to make. Of course, the question, the consistency. To what extent can we see that sort of prowess from number 12? But I have a feeling we just got a little bit of an appetizer. It's a 1-1. Misses up and into Pregent. And it's two balls and one strike. That's only the third Brooklyn hit of the night. Not a lot of fireworks here on the boardwalk for the Cyclones on this Friday night. Happy Friday. Hope you're enjoying your weekend. Doubleheader tomorrow before closing up shop Sunday. 2-1. Pregent takes in the dirt. And it's 2-2 to the former Stetson Hatter. Pregent asks for time. It's granted by home plate umpire Justin Hopkins ahead of a 2-2 pitch. Well, Cyclones didn't have an extra base hit back on Wednesday. Last time they took the field. They've got two tonight. Ryan Clifford doubled in the first. Waving a miss on a 2-2 offering. Drop third strike. Garcia relays it down to first in time for the second out. Fourth punch out of the night so far for Andrew Taylor. And the 10th overall K by Asheville pitching.
I think Nolan McLean and Pete Alonso might have homered simultaneously between here and Flushing. It's the Mets lead 6-1 there.
Who won the race? Who had the faster exit velo?
I'll report back.
Here's Nick LaRusso. First pitch. Skipper in the dirt. 1-0. LaRusso popped out and reached on an error his second time up. Infield swung to the left. 1-0. LaRusso checks his swing. On appeal, did not go, says Shane Sullivan on the bases. And it's 2-0.
Well, Alonso wins the exit velo race, but they're pretty similar in terms of home run distance. 111.9 for Alonso, 404 on the estimated home run distance.
2-0. LaRusso takes a breaking ball over the heart of the zone. Called strike, it's 2-1. 5-game on base streak now for Nick after reaching on that error back in the bottom of the fifth. 2-1. LaRusso swings and ropes it down the third baseline for a base hit. It rolls all the way to the corner. He's chugging his way towards second. Throw in is cut off. Second extra base hit of the inning for the Cyclones. LaRusso didn't even have to slide. He was in standing. So some action here for Brooklyn in the home seventh. Gilbert Gomez's crew hoping it's not too little too late. As Mateo Gil stands in now with two away and a runner on second base.
And LaRusso didn't even barrel that ball up. Seems like he got jammed there. But such immense strength. Still a hot shot into the corner.
So Gil stands in. Two away, runner on second. First pitch, checks his swing, and did indeed go around, according to the home plate umpire. Nothing and one. Mateo Gil, of course, part of the trade a couple years back that sent Nolan Arenado to the St. Louis Cardinals. Righty-righty matchup. 0-1 upcoming. On the way, Gil swings and misses right through a heater. And it's very quickly nothing and two to the Brooklyn second baseman. Mateo steps out, does a couple of twists at his hips, and now calls for time. Before he digs back in. LaRusso takes his lead off the second base bag. Williams, the Asheville second baseman, shaded towards it to cover. The pitcher Taylor looks that way, now deals. Gil flares it off the handle. On the right side of the infield, Gilman makes the catch. In fair territory, about three steps in front of the first base bag to retire the side. Brooklyn gets one back, though, on a solo home run from Nolan McLean. at the end of 7. It is Asheville 7 and Brooklyn 1 on Bally Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
This summer, every Friday night home game with the Brooklyn Cyclones is a mouth-watering adventure with our Taste of Brooklyn series. Devour chili-dusted tortilla chips and fire-roasted salsa, Nathan's famous hot dogs, and a rotating selection of fan-voted best ballpark foods. Plus, exclusive dishes from local Brooklyn restaurants. And for dessert, a delightful donut hole bar. Join us at the all-new patio party at the hot corner along the third base line. It's the perfect spot to enjoy the game and indulge in Brooklyn's best bites. Tickets are just $55. Don't miss the ultimate Friday night out with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park. Grab your tickets now by logging on to brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Amazing starts here.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
We move to the eighth. Brooklyn still trailing by 6. It is 7-1 Asheville. And to take us home with the play-by-play the rest of the way, here's Justin Rock.
Thank you so much, Johnny, as Douglas Orellana back to work here in the top of the eighth inning. First pitch to Jaron Williams, cut on and missed. It's no balls and a strike. Nolan McLean breaks up the shutout in the bottom of the seventh. Brooklyn trails 7-1. This off the end of the bat to short. Williams can fly, but Lugo throws out the Asheville second baseman for the first out of the sixth inning, rather the eighth inning, excuse me. 6-3 on the put out there. Back to the top of the lineup and Tyler Whitaker for Asheville. Tourist, 7 runs, 8 hits tonight. 2 errors, they've left 7. Brooklyn, a run on 4 hits, no errors. They have stranded 5. As Tyler Whitaker, RBI doubled tonight, 1-for-4. First pitch outside. And the count, 1-0. Orellana up over 50 pitches here tonight. The 1-0. There's a strike on the outside corner. And the count evens at 1-1. The difference in this game, the 6-run first for Asheville. And since the start of the second, it's only a 1-1 game. The 1-1 pitch taps foul between the legs of Bridget. And the count now 1-2. Looking around the league and the Mets affiliates tonight, we mentioned the Mets' 6-1 lead going to the ninth against the Royals. Looking to make it 5 wins in their last 7. The 1-2 downstairs, and Whitaker stays away. Even at 2 balls and 2 strikes, as we mentioned, Pete Alonso is 4th home run of the year. Triple-A Syracuse, they beat Worcester tonight 4-2. They've won 5 of their last 7 as well. The 2-2 pitch, and Whitaker charges one to center. But an easy play for Consuegra, drifts to his right. Back a few steps, makes the catch, 2 down. Now the left fielder, Logan Cerny, 0-for-3 with a walk tonight. Ryland Bandon, a homer, his 2nd of the year. 2 more hits, 2 more RBIs for Luis Angel Acuna. Joey Lucchese, 6 innings of 2-run ball. Syracuse now 7-5 on the year. This is a foul tip into the glove of Pregent. It is 0-1. Double-A Binghamton had their game canceled tonight in Erie because of rain. Don't play again in the first half of the season, so the game will not be made up. The 0-1 outside, and it's even at a ball and a strike. Bottom of the ninth right now in Jupiter. And it has just gone final. St. Lucie walked off by the Jupiter Hammerheads Marlins affiliate on a Mark Coley RBI triple. Cerny takes low. It's 2 balls and a strike. Jesus Baez, couple of hits, a double and two RBI in that one for St. Lucie. Leonel Ovalles and Saul Garcia, five shutout innings to start. Both finished the year last year in Brooklyn as the 2-1 foul towards up. Right off the very top of the facade and then bounced right next to our high home camera and then down into the lower seating bowl. And it's even two balls and two strikes. Brooklyn will have the top of their lineup two up in the home eighth. The 2-2. And a foul ball off the mask of Pregent. Cerny stays alive. Wind has died down some after the breeze nearly pulled the American flag off the flagpole in straightaway center at the early onset of this game. Bryce Matthews waits on deck. And time called by the batter, Cerny. But looking around the South Atlantic League today, a lot of games because of a couple doubleheaders. Oriana at the belt. Here comes the 2-2. And that one blocked by Pregent. And the count full at three balls and two strikes. But Jersey Shore and Hickory a doubleheader. Jersey Shore a one-hitter in the opener. A 4-0 win. Three pitchers combining on the one-hit shutout. Got a home run in that game from Jordan Disson. Has a swing and a miss. Fastball up and in from Oriana. Six strikeouts tonight for the 21-year-old right-hander. And he has done a marvelous job holding the fort since coming on in the middle innings. 1-2-3 goes Asheville in the eighth. Top of the lineup, two up for Brooklyn. They trail 7-1 on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Andrew Taylor back to the mound as he moved to the bottom of the eighth inning. Brooklyn looking to continue chipping away. De Los Santos, Clifford, Consuegra, three scheduled to bat. Nolan McLean's home run, the only run Brooklyn has accumulated tonight. As Omar takes outside for ball one, De Los Santos has bunted himself aboard and walked. He's also stolen a pair of bases tonight. The 1-0. Omar takes up and in. Two balls and no strikes. Continuing our look around the South Atlantic League tonight, we mentioned a doubleheader in Hickory between the Crawdads and Blue Claws. Jersey Shore took game one. Hickory leading game two right now, 5-0. The 2-0, and Omar dialed up for the fastball, couldn't connect. And it's two balls and a strike. But Hickory looking for their second win of the year. The 2-1. And Omar in the air right center field. First step was back, now in a few steps for Cam Fisher. And he'll put it in his grasp for the first out of the eighth inning. Ryan Clifford's one for three with a double tonight. He'll come up with the bases empty and one out in the eighth inning. Hudson Valley and Rome playing a doubleheader. They were rained out the first 3 days of the week. Get the dubious honor of the first cancellation in the league this year as Clifford fouls it off the end of the lumber. It's 0-1. But Rome walks off Hudson Valley and 8 in game one, 3-2. Tied it in the seventh. Won it in the eighth on a Sabine Ceballos RBI single. Game two right now is in the sixth. Hudson Valley a 1-0 lead as Clifford hits it hard but foul up the third base line, and it's no balls and two strikes. Five shutout innings from Brian Hendry of the Renegades in game two there. Winston-Salem and Greensboro playing a doubleheader because of a game suspended yesterday. The 0-2. Inside corner, strike three looking. Ryan Clifford down looking for the second straight time. And Andrew Taylor has his fourth strikeout. Make that rather five tonight for the former Chippewa. Two down in the eighth inning. Stanley Consuegra 0-3 tonight. Greensboro won the suspended game 10-0. Right now trail game two in the seventh, 2-0 to Winston-Salem. As Consuegra takes low, it's 1-0. Jacob Gonzalez, a solo home run for the White Sox affiliate. His first of the year. Bowling Green shuts out Greenville 6-0 tonight. Not in South Carolina as Consuegra can't get his hands up fast enough. It's 1-1. And then the other single game in progress tonight. Top of the seventh in Maryland. Wilmington a 5-4 lead on Aberdeen. The 1-1. And Consuegra off the end of the bat back to the mound. Taylor Fields jogs to first. And he'll flip to Gilmet to close out a 1-2-3 bottom of the eighth. To the ninth we go. Matthews, Fisher, Garcia due up. Tourist 7, Cyclones 1 on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Call to the bullpen for the Cyclones. Douglas Orellana's day is done, and what a day for Orellana it was on a day where the Cyclones really kind of needed some length with tomorrow's doubleheader. He goes four hitless innings, three walks, six strikeouts. Now Josh Hetschka on in relief, Justin.
So Hetschka comes on. The submarine right-hander, making his second appearance of the year. Missed all of last year, recovering from Tommy John surgery. And Bryce Matthews takes outside for ball one. Matthews, Fisher, Garcia, 3-4 and 5-2 up here in the ninth. As the 1-0 outside. And the count, two balls and no strikes. Matthews, 1-for-4 with a base hit. Struck out looking in his last at-bat. The 2-0 is off the outside. Black, three balls and no strikes. Hetchka made a season debut on Sunday. Went two-thirds of an inning, gave up just one hit. No walks, a strikeout, 15 pitches. As that one outside and low for ball four. So a four-pitch walk to start the night for Hetchka, whose bright blue mitt matches the royal blue uniforms the Cyclones sporting tonight. You mentioned the job done by Douglas Orellana. Seven shutout innings to start the season for him. Six strikeouts tonight, walked three, did not allow a hit. Cam Fisher steps in and hits one off the screws down the left field line. Long run Omar. But this one will land in the Asheville bullpen. And the count, no balls and a strike on Fisher. But Hetchka has pitched in parts of now four seasons in Brooklyn. One of the few guys that have pitched for the Cyclones as a short season and full season affiliate. Was part of that 2019 New York Penn League championship team. Also pitched in Brooklyn in 21 and 22. As this pulled foul, it's 0-2. Hetchka with his appearance tonight, number 43 in his Cyclones career, breaks a three-way tie on the all-time appearances leaderboard with Michel Otañez and David Wynn the second. The 0-2, swing and a miss, struck him out. Pull the string up in the zone, and Fisher out in front. There's the first strikeout tonight for Josh Hetchka. And there's one away in the ninth inning. One on for John Garcia, who is 0-for-3 with a walk. 43 appearances all time for Josh. Only three guys ahead of him. And there's a strike. It's on 100. Parsons is one. Grady Hinchman is two. And Carlos Valdez is three. The 0-1. Up and away. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Brooklyn will have the heart of their lineup due up in the home ninth. Lugo, Tillian, McClain. Had some rain in the middle innings, early innings here tonight. The 1-1. Called strike, and it's 1-2. Also had blue skies at the start of this ball game today. Andre Smith left with injury in the top of the first, trying to chase down a foul ball down the right field line. Wish him all the best, the 1-2. Outside, and it's even, two balls and two strikes. Bottom of the 9 o'clock hour in the East, Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowitz with you. Asheville trying to take 2 of 3 to start this series. 2-2. Garcia down the right field line. This one ticketed for the Cyclones bullpen, just short. And it's even, two balls and two strikes. Hetchka, one of the more interesting men in terms of just his career profile on the Cyclones roster. Forget the arm slot and the story coming back from injury this year. Undrafted free agent out of Johns Hopkins, as a swing and a miss. A slow horizontal breaking ball. And Garcia caught lunging. Back-to-back strikeouts for Hetchka, and they're two out of the ninth. For Ryan Johnson, who really the difference in this game with a first-inning grand slam. What helped Johns Hopkins to the Division III College World Series. There's a called strike. It's 0-1. It's part of the all-tournament team. Attended the same high school in Michigan as former Cyclone outfielder Patrick Biondi. And there is a called strike, and it's 0-2, but he was a computer science major at Johns Hopkins and is a guy that has interned for a South Korean manufacturing company that supplied semiconductors of test equipment and computer chips. Some stuff that my brain can't even comprehend. The 0-2 pitch, just a bit high. And the count of ball and two strikes.
I can't say I even know what a semiconductor is.
Well, I can tell you it semiconducts. It's about as best as you can get from me. I was not a science major. This is pulled foul, and it's still 1-2. Well, this is why I got into broadcasting. Math and science were my weak points back in the day. But I could bluff my way through an essay. The 1-2 pitch. Golfed in the air left center field. Consuegra back to his right, called off by De Los Santos, and he'll make the catch to retire the side. So Josh Hedzka comes on, works around a leadoff walk, and picks up a couple of Ks. We head to the home ninth. Brooklyn needs 6 to tie, and 7 to walk it off. Asheville 7, Cyclones 1 on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but
so
there's
much.
So many other.
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Ninth inning here in Brooklyn. Cyclones trying to find a way to complete an improbable comeback. They trail 7-1 as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. A reminder, fans, tomorrow a doubleheader. No longer a single game at 2 o'clock. We'll have 2 7-inning contests starting at 1. Gates open at 12:30. Johnny and I on the airwaves at 12:45. With a pregame show, Felipe De La Cruz, Carlos Calderon in game one, Calvin Ziegler, Jose Cadiz in game two. And come join us out here on Coney Island tomorrow afternoon for a twin bill. William Lugo to lead off, 0 for 3 tonight. And the first pitch from Andrew Taylor, a called strike. And the count 0-1. Lugo, Tillian, McClain, if anyone reaches Pregent, and then LaRusso in the ninth. Taylor, minor step back, now the 0-1, and Lugo spanks one foul. Gilbert Gomez showing his hopscotch skills, and he gets a round of applause for being able to leap over that foul ball. Off the bat of Lugo at 105 miles an hour. The two-strike pitch from Taylor. Just off the outside corner, and it's a ball and two strikes. Junior Tillian will get one last chance to extend his hitting streak as he waits in the on-deck circle. The righty is 1-2, and Lugo watches that burrow in the dirt. And it's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Well, there's been a bunch of roster moves with the Mets since we spoke to you last on Wednesday as Lugo pulls it sharply on the ground at third. Backhanded by Deming, spinning throw to first in time. There have been a couple of highlight reel plays tonight by the former BYU Cougar. Austin Deming at third base, this time on the backhand. And Lugo retired for the first down of the ninth. Met several times tonight, Brooklyn has hit the ball hard, but just right at players. There's been some bad luck with the bats in this six-game stretch to start the season. Tillian 0 for 3 has reached on an error tonight. And he takes a call at strike one, but the Mets the other day acquiring journeyman catcher Joe Hudson from the Cubs. Expected to be assigned at AA Binghamton. Hudson has had a couple of cups of coffee in the big leagues. As Tillian out in front, it's 0-2. Have been playing at the Cubs' AAA affiliate in Iowa, was 0-8. He's known as a good defensive catcher and can be someone to help Kevin Parada and his development behind the plate at AA. The 0-2. Tillian gets on top of this one and fouls it away. Hudson has been in the Braves and Rays system, has played in the big leagues. The Mariners, originally drafted by the Reds. 0-2. A little bit low. And the count of ball and two strikes. Catcher Garcia couldn't squeeze it. Mets also gave away a player. Johan Ramirez, who had been designated for assignment earlier in the week, traded yesterday to the Baltimore Orioles for cash considerations. Ramirez, of course, suspended after allegedly throwing at Rhys Hoskins in that opening series against the Brewers. Tillian takes outside 2-2. Almost suspended in more games than he pitched in. Appeared in three games for the Mets, gave up seven and 5 1/3, and become organizational depth for the Orioles. The 2-2, and Tillian hits it hard but foul. And it remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. This will be the 60th pitch of the night for Taylor. He's on in his fourth inning of relief. Edinson Batista, the starter, went 5 shutout to get this underway. The 2-2, high and the count full. 3 balls and 2 strikes on the Cyclones' third baseman. After this series wraps up on Sunday, off day on Monday, and then the Cyclones on the road for another road set against the Blue Claws. The payoff pitch, low ball 4. And while the hitting streak won't continue, Junior Tillian extends the on-base streak. Now Brooklyn, a one-out base runner in the ninth for the man who created the only run of the game for the Cyclones, Nolan McClain. And he's hit the ball well. Struck out looking at his first at-bat. Grounded out sharply on a fielder's choice and then hit a ball that is still orbiting this planet in his last at-bat of the seventh. McClain takes a strike on the outside edge. It's 0-1. It was one of those things you just sometimes feel. Just had a feeling his first hit as a Cyclone would be a home run. Just didn't know it would be tonight. The 0-1 at the knees, and McClain quickly behind 0-2, and the fans groaning at the home plate umpire Hopkins, largely because Garcia couldn't squeeze that pitch. So Nolan quickly behind 0-2. As Tillian takes his lead off first, Guilmette doesn't hold him on. A 2-strike pitch. McClain thought about it, but misses in by his shins. And it's a ball and 2 strikes on the Mets' third-round pick last year. He's drafted by the Orioles in 2022, but did not sign. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, got him. Struck him out on the fastball. So Taylor gets McClain back after he took him deep in the seventh, and the Cyclones down to their final out tonight. 6th strikeout tonight for Taylor. And Christian Pregent will try and keep the game alive. He's 0-3. Struck out in his last at-bat against Taylor in the seventh. And he hits one softly on the ground left side. Charging in the shortstop, Johnson. Off-balance throw to first low, but in time, and this ball game is over. And the Tourists have taken back-to-back games, and two of the first three in this series. Your final score tonight, the Asheville Tourists 7, and your Brooklyn Cyclones 1. We'll step aside for a moment when we come back. The recap report next. Asheville will go to earn at least a series split with a win in one of the two games tomorrow. Tourists 7, Cyclones 1. Back with our final thoughts after these words on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
The kind of night Brooklyn was hoping to have. They did have some fireworks with Nolan McLean in the seventh, but it was a grand slam from Ryan Johnson of Asheville in the first that proved to be the difference as the Tourists take back-to-back games from Brooklyn. They've taken two of the first three games in this series. Your final score tonight, Asheville 7 and Brooklyn 1. Tourists with the win improved to 4-2. Cyclones now 1-5 on the year with the loss. And we take you through the game that was, and it didn't start overly ominously for Brooklyn as Noah Hall struck out the first two batters of the game in order, got Tyler Whitaker looking, and then struck out Logan Cerny swinging. But then the second pitch Bryce Matthews saw was a single through the left side. Then Cam Fisher and John Garcia walked, so the bases were loaded. Two out. All you needed was just one more out to end the inning. But the starter, Noah Hall, fell behind Ryan Johnson 1-0, and the Tourist shortstop made the Cyclones pay. This will be number 25 here in the first. The 1-0. And this one hit in the air to left. Going back, De Los Santos away back, and that one's off the video board, a grand slam. Ryan Johnson off the video board in straightaway left field, his first home run of the year, and the Tourists a 4-0 first inning lead. And what a way to pick up your first home run of the season, as Ryan Johnson, a grand slam, made it a 4-0 game. But they would not stop there. Austin Deming, three pitches later, singled to right. Garrett Gilmette on an 0-2 pitch, double down the left field line. That would be all for Noah Hall. On came Jeffrey Colon. Well, the first pitch he threw didn't really count as a pitch. He was called for an automatic ball. And then the next batter, Jaron Williams, hit a two-run double down the line and left, and that gave Asheville a 6-0 lead. Remained that way into the third. Austin Deming led off the inning with a single to right. And then after Garrett Guilmette popped up to first, Jaron Williams lined out to short. And then on an 0-1 pitch, Tyler Whitaker hit a can of corn into right field, but the rain was swirling in the high winds. And Ryan Clifford never saw it in the lights, landed behind him. Tyler Whitaker was credited with an RBI double, and Asheville had a 7-0 lead. Would remain a 7-0 game all the way until the seventh, when the lone bright spot in the game happened for Brooklyn as Nolan McLean stepped to the plate to face off against one of the Astros' top 20 prospects in Andrew Taylor.
For the former Oklahoma State Cowboy, wearing his white batting gloves, 2-0. McLean crushes this one. Deep left field, deep into the Brooklyn night, and gone! Nolan McLean with his first home run in 2024. And he got every bit of that one. Spoils the shutout bid. Clones are on the board on a long big fly.
Logan Cerny didn't even turn around to look at it. 108.4 off the bat, 403 feet at least. And that blast from Nolan McLean, you heard Johnny on the call. The play of the game tonight for the Cyclones as Nolan, who threw 3 1/3 shutout on Wednesday, comes back in the following game with a home run for one of Brooklyn's four hits tonight as Asheville wins it 7-1. Winning pitcher tonight is Edinson Batista. He improves to 2-0, five innings, no runs, two hits, no walks. He struck out six. Noah Hall, the loss, he drops to 0-2. Gave up six runs, all earned on four hits. Walked two, struck out two in 2/3 of an inning. A four-inning save for Andrew Taylor, his first of the year, one run. That the McLean home run on two hits in four innings. He walked two and struck out six. Final line score tonight, Asheville, 7 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors. They left 8. Brooklyn, a run on 4 hits, no errors. They left 6. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 45 minutes. And with a look around the South Atlantic League, the Mets organization, and beyond, here's Johnny Gadamowitz before we say goodbye tonight.
All right, Justin. Yeah, thanks. We'll start with the Mets affiliates. As you said earlier, St. Lucie walked off. Single-A St. Lucie falling to Jupiter 5-4. The final in that one, as it was close late, but it was ultimately the Hammerheads who got the game-winning run across in the bottom of the ninth, courtesy of an RBI triple from Mark Coley II that won that game for the Hammerheads. Moving upwards throughout the organization, Binghamton canceled due to rain. They were supposed to go toe-to-toe in Erie, but they will not play tonight due to weather circumstances for Binghamton, so that means doubleheader for the Ponies tomorrow. They'll get underway game one starting at 1:35 when they go toe-to-toe with Erie. Outside of that, Syracuse fell, or rather took down Worcester at home today, 4-2, the final from MBT Bank Stadium. Joey Lucchese grabbing the win in that one. He tossed 6 innings of 2-run ball, 5 hits, punched 4. So the former Cyclone getting it done at the AAA level. Luis Angel Acuna had a pair of hits, couple of RBIs in that game. Mark Vientos 0-4, but had an RBI to his credit as well. And then the big league club, the Mets, taking down the Kansas City Royals, 6-1 the final from Citi Field in Queens. And again, the story in this one, Brett Beatty continues to have the hot hand, 2-4, 2 RBIs, also scored a run. Pete Alonso, a multi-hit game, he went yard in the win for New York as well. So they cool off the Royals. And with the win, the Mets rather quietly now, just one game under 500 at 6-7 on the season. Pitching-wise for New York, Luis Severino, spectacular. 5 innings of 1-hit ball, strikes out 4. And really the only thing you could say against Sevy as far as his line tonight that wasn't great was probably the walks. He did walk four batters over his five frames of work. But still, the Mets do indeed grab the win as they improve to now just one game below 500. We'll give you a look around the South Atlantic League on this Friday night before we say so long. Most of the games, in fact, now all of the games, or no, not all, most of the games at this point have indeed gone final. The only game still underway is Wilmington and Aberdeen. They're in the bottom of the eighth, where the Blue Rocks lead the Ironbirds 9-4. Outside of that, everything final. Jersey Shore and Hickory played a doubleheader. They split it. Blue Claws took game one 4-0. Crawdads took game two 5-0. That wasn't the only doubleheader around the Sally today. Hudson Valley and Rome playing in a back-to-back this afternoon. Rome took the first one 3-2. Hudson Valley took the second one 1-0. So a pair of doubleheaders in the South Atlantic League. Both of them result in splits between Jersey Shore and Hickory and Hudson Valley and Rome. Outside of that, Greensboro took down Winston-Salem 10-0 in a game that was a completion from yesterday. Then they started from scratch, wiped the slate clean, and the Dash defeated Greensboro 2-0 in the second installment. Outside of that, only other game besides this one, Asheville and Brooklyn tonight, was Bowling Green and Greenville. 6-0 win on the road for the Hot Rods. So a lot of shutouts across the board today as far as completions from yesterday, some doubleheaders, a whole lot of zeros, some good pitching across the South Atlantic League, and something certainly worth keeping an eye out for as the Cyclones progress into the rest of their 2024 schedule. Justin.
Thank you, Johnny, and for those of you who were watching basketball as well, the Knicks beat the Nets tonight. They sweep that season series 111-107, and the Knicks will be in the playoffs coming up in the next couple of weeks as the Cyclones will try and return to the win column themselves tomorrow afternoon. Brooklyn really struggled in doubleheaders last year. We'll try and flip that script starting tomorrow. Game one starting at 1 o'clock. Gates open at 12:30. Johnny and I with a pregame show starting at 12:45. Felipe De La Cruz against Carlos Calderon in game one. Calvin Ziegler, one of the Mets' top 30 prospects, against Jose Cadiz in game two. Again, game one at 1 o'clock. Game two about 35 to 45 minutes after the conclusion of the opener. Again, all coverage on BrooklynCyclones.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB.TV. That'll pretty much do it for us on this Friday night as Asheville wins it 7-1. For our ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager, Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager, Billy Harner, Jamal Clark, Chris Rogers, and everybody helping behind the scenes, as well as my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowitz. I'm Justin Rock saying so long. From Coney Island, again, your final, Asheville 7 and Brooklyn 1. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow afternoon for a double dip. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Friday evening, everybody. So long from Brooklyn.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.